Here we go!
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
We stink out loud.
Set a course for adventure.
Back to the Joe and Jeter show.
Back to the Joe and Jeter show. All right, here we go now.
Right. Hey, y'all, found the top five destinations on a bucket list.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Recent survey, according to AARP, that's my mama's favorite business.
Oh, yeah.
They found that 46% of older Americans have a bucket list. Hey, Joe, do you have a bucket list?
Jeter, I got a bucket list right here.
You wanna see my bucket list? I ain't talking about a spittoon, am I right?
Oh, you're so funny.
Yeah, Joe.
You're
Jeter.
So funny.
Okay.
I spit everywhere.
It was obnoxious.
Man.
Here are the five most popular international destinations we want to visit. And I'm not talking about the International House of Pancakes.
You're so funny. You're so funny.
Let's do this. Showtime.
Comes a time in every young man's life.
Oh, man.
To put on a costume.
Oh, my God.
And glide
gosh.
Through the air. Full review right now. Let's go. Talk to me.
Absolute perfection. That's my full review.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, guys! It's so good.
Jeter family went and saw it last night.
I'm not spoiling a thing. It is absolute perfection. If you are a fan of comic book films in any way, shape, or form, heck, if you're a Spider-Man fan at all, Brody kept doing that to the screen. Oh.
Web shooters.
Guys, it's the best. It's the best. That's all. I can't say anything. I refuse to ruin it.
Fine.
I'll tell you what.
Good evening, Peter.
Oh,
you have 576 possible web shooter combinations.
Web shooter combinations!
Oh, man. All right. Yeah. And I got to say, for those, because there are plenty of people who are probably either tired of Spider-Man reboots.
Yeah.
Because this is the third
iteration. I'm fine with it.
But there are people who are just like tired of Spider-Man. Man, whatever, bro. No way. They're just not even gonna. This is it. This is the best.
Out of all the Marvel?
Yeah, it's my favorite. Out of every Marvel film, it's my favorite. And out of every Spider-Man film, it's the best Spider-Man.
Listen, Peter, there are people who handle this sort of thing.
Can't you just be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man?
Whoa!
Today's show is called Your Friendly Neighborhood Morning Show!
Look what you did right there. Even our old friend, Teo. That's right, old friend. Who's like the biggest Spider-Man fan in all the world.
I mean, that's how we became friends.
Sure. He even said it was amazing. He loved it.
Somebody said, Steve-O, what about his stupidly ridiculous high-tech suit completely turned me off from the trailer? I gotta tell you. I'm not joking. This is how Teo and I became friends, because growing up, our favorite superhero was Spider-Man. I'm a fan.
You fanboy.
Everything makes sense. I don't want to ruin the movie, and I refuse to, but the high-tech suit makes perfect sense for what's going on in that moment. So that's all I'm going to say. So it is the best Marvel movie. It's the best superhero movie. It is the best Spider-Man film. It's phenomenal, guys.
So does this take place
after Civil War?
After Civil War.
It picks up. I mean, imagine this. You're 15 years old.
Wow.
And Tony Stark takes you to Berlin. You have no idea what you're doing. And next thing you know, you're fighting Avengers.
Wow.
But then you got to go back to school.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a perfect.
So he's 15, huh?
He's 15. He's 15. So let that sink in. That kid is 15 years old. And in Civil War, he went and fought Captain America and Ant-Man and all these people that he doesn't even know.
And pretty much, you know, held his own.
And then has to go back to school and be a normal kid.
Wow.
Because he doesn't really have a role In the Avengers Marvel Universe, he's just a kid.
I'm sick of Mr. Stark treating me like a kid.
But you are a kid.
Yeah, a kid who can stop a bus with his bare hands.
Yeah. Dude. Member of the Starmie who says maybe I'm one of those that's just tired of Spider-Man. It's worth it.
Okay. Everything that I've read online,
I
love it.
People don't want anything spoiled. I promise you no spoilers. I'm just telling you, it's, in my opinion, it's perfect. Michael Keaton?
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal. The cast? Phenomenal. The whole cast. The acting is amazing. Good. Tom Holland is by far the best Spider-Man. By far. And I enjoyed Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed Tobey Maguire in parts. But, like, this movie made all of them seem dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to... I will never go back and watch the other Spider-Man movies. Because this one was like, hey.
The best.
Yeah. Okay. And somebody wants to know if you need to watch Civil War before you watch Spider-Man. Have you never seen it?
Probably just go to YouTube and watch that part.
No. I mean, if you've never seen it? Never saw Civil War, really? That one's pretty fantastic.
Pretty good.
That was really amazing.
Should probably go watch that one.
Yeah.
Good.
Somebody said, but is it better than Suicide Squad?
Okay.
Oh, I helped this old lady and she bought me a churro. So.
Oh, man. That was nice. So here's the thing. For those who don't know, Spider-Man Homecoming kicks off his solo journey. And they're already in pre-production for Spider-Man 2, which releases in 2019, the same weekend. July 7th, I think, actually, is the date. 2 years from today, we'll get Spider-Man 2, which kicks off Phase 4 of the Marvel Universe.
Wow.
So they are banking on Spider-Man. And I'm telling you right now, this one's going to be the biggest.
Really?
Yes. I took my entire family last night, and I think what I loved the most about it, you know, there is some language, but what I loved the most about Spider-Man is the fact that my kids will see Deadpool maybe when they're 38 years old. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't talk about that film or even the X-Men films because, I mean, Logan especially, R-rated. This movie does have some language, and there was one joke that I was worried about that I got to talk to my kids about on the way home. But other than that, it's very family friendly in the fact that it's about a 15-year-old. And so I think my favorite quote was from the New York Times that said it was Can't Hardly Wait meets Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because it's very much a 15-year-old boy coming of age trying to discover his purpose in life. And imagine like the very this gives away nothing. The very, very beginning of the movie, you know, it's he's on this high because he just fought the Avengers from Civil War. But now he's just got to kind of go back to school and be a normal New York kid.
And meet Gwen. How is she?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
No? No.
Oh, you're not going to say anything. That's what you're doing.
I'm not saying anything, but I'm also saying... I'm
trying to read
no.
You. What?
No. I'm not saying a word. But I will... You know, there's no tropes. There's no over the top, like, okay, we got to make sure we include the Bugle and J. Jonah Jameson and Harry Osborn. And they didn't try and cram in the entire history of Spider-Man. They just made a really good high school movie. And he happens to be Spider-Man. So I wasn't worried about, like, well, where's Harry Osborn or Gwen Stacy or MJ or any of the other, you know what I mean? It was just like, who cares? These are his friends around him. And it's phenomenal.
How many post-credit scenes do we have to wait for?
Two. There's only two.
Okay.
I had heard a rumor there was three, and so we waited.
And waited. And waited. No.
But yes, there are two. And they are amazing.
Amazing Spider-Man. It's out today, guys.
Dude, I'm going again today. We have to.
I know. I almost want to just leave right after the show and go and watch it.
I only saw it in standard. I didn't see it in 3D with all the bells and whistles because, you know, I took the family.
Yeah.
And I couldn't take out a loan. But, yep. Yep.
That'll be a fun one to watch in 3D.
No need. Yes, absolutely. There are a few scenes where I was like, dang it, I wish I was seeing this in 3D.
Good.
But it didn't cater to that. It wasn't trying to be 3D.
Yeah.
But there were characters I was surprised to see. They pay homage to some Spider-Man lore, some Spider-Man history, but it's not campy. other than the fact that it's Spider-Man and he's very cheesy, but they do it perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Good review. Good review.
Thanks, man.
Spider-Man.
Does whatever a spider can.
That's right.
I'm not even kidding. I teared up at the opening.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man.
I'm a nerd. This is my wallet, guys. Facebook Live, this is my wallet. I'm a nerd. Grown up with a Spider-Man wallet.
Nerd alert.
It's true.
Spider-Man, seriously, the reason Teo and I became friends way back when Waverly came out the very first time, we just started talking comic books, and it was like, yeah, but who's your favorite? And we just dug in, and both of us grew up loving Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because he's not invincible, and he's not a billionaire, and he doesn't have all these crazy powers. He's just a kid who's trying to do the best he can.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids are really excited, too, because they grew up just loving Spider-Man. So they're so excited. I can't wait.
Yeah.
You can text into the show, 585-LIVE.
Oh, Mason just did on Facebook Live.
Oh, hi, Mason.
He said, that movie was brilliant. I loved it. Good. Good job, Mason.
Right on,
Mason.
Man.
Mm.
Yeah, Facebook Live, we're on there. You can go watch and listen to the show right now.
Yeah. No spoilers, guys. I care greatly about enjoying film. And so I actually, there were, I don't even know how many trailers there were. I didn't watch all the trailers because I didn't want to know. So when they started dropping all the like crazy suit and all these things, I was like, no, this is too much.
Too much.
But it all makes sense. That's one thing I don't like about trailers, because it can turn you off because it's out of context. It's kind of like catching a little soundbite of a pastor. Like, you really want to go back and hear that message, not just take this little soundbite.
I always go to the Facebook comments and read people's reviews. And a few people had said that they did a really good job of changing the scenes that we see in the trailer. So the scenes that you see during the trailer, they're completely different in the movie.
That's actually true.
I love that. That's great.
There are a few that I was like, okay. Filmed them from different angles or different.
So they need to do that more and more with movies.
They absolutely do, because I loved that.
Yeah.
I loved that.
That's the worst thing about going and watching a really good movie is when that scene comes on that you've seen during the trailer, you're like, oh, man, that could have been epic. But I've seen it like 3 times already.
There were a few things in the trailer that were not in the film.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
There are a few things in the trailer that did not make the cut to the film.
Like when he was trying to deliver the pizza to that party? Was that in the movie? Tony Stark's party?
Yeah,
he had to go get the pizza?
That was the NBA Finals. That had absolutely nothing to do with the movie.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah, guys, so there's stuff in the trailer that didn't even make it to the film, which I was excited for, because it's man. So the director, his name Mark Webb, directed 500 Days of Summer. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you really see that movie? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I can't tell. And it was great, right?
I love that movie.
Oh, me too. It's got that feel. Like, it's just got this really rad high school vibe. Like,
I love high school dramas, man. Know what I like about them high school dramas?
Somebody said Spider-Man is my favorite as well. Let's be best friends. They can reboot it as long as it takes to get it right. And it sounds like they did. I actually named my son Parker because of Spider-Man. Last night on the way home, the best thing ever happened. My son Brody, his name is Brody Parker. And last night on the way home,
nerd alert,
I had to finally, because he kept jumping up like during the movie, and he's like, flip, 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 flip. And I finally, on the way home, said, hey, buddy, you know, you're named after Peter Parker, right? And he's like, what? I said, yeah, your name's Brody Parker. And his response is, yeah, when you guys get mad at me, you call me Brody Parker. Because that's usually, it's so true. Usually it's like, Brody Parker.
Yeah.
And he's, I said, so yeah, fun, buddy, you're Parker because of Peter Parker.
You're Spider-Man.
Because of Spider-Man. Because he's my favorite. And he was like, like, it was the best thing ever.
Does he have a Spider-Man costume?
Because he realized Parker comes from Peter Parker.
Does he have a Spider-Man costume?
Who?
Brody? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
My kids
got like nine.
Yeah, all my kids had Spider-Man costumes, and they would wear that thing for weeks.
So Brody has everybody. So like Jack and Luke, because for some reason all kids just dress up. He still has all of theirs as well. So he still has like a random War Machine costume. Yeah. Like he's got all these costumes, and he's constantly wearing them. But yeah,
that's great.
Oh, he's got a Spidey. He's got a Spidey. I'll stop gushing because I could talk for 4 hours about how they finally got everything right. Finally.
Good evening, Peter. Oh. You have 576 possible web shooter combinations.
That is awesome.
It's pretty cool, man. Hey, we got a big show today.
We do have a big show today.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jacob on Facebook Live says, My 4-year-old loves comics, big fan of Spider-Man. Is there anything in Homecoming that might be cause for concern? Thanks for the spoiler-free review. I took Brody Parker. He is 4 years old. Language. There's a couple times where I was like, but there's no like there's no F-bombs, nothing like that. There's no sexual innuendo. Like so there were things that I was really stoked on it, man. There's one joke that went over the head of the children, but it was still one that I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
But not innuendo. I don't want to ruin anything. I refuse to ruin it. I don't want to.
There you go. And you said Brody, he was locked in the whole
time. Dude, the whole movie. And to me, that says a lot because even in like Guardians of the Galaxy, fun movies like that, he gets bored, he'll get restless. And this movie, he was locked in the entire 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Beautiful.
It's a long one.
Love it.
It's a teen movie, man, as Sherilyn just said. It's a teen movie. Yeah. It's so good.
585 Live, you want to text into the show, or Facebook Live. You can go there. Watch the show. Coming up, we'll do headlines here at about 6:30. We have a letter coming up this morning titled, "My Boss Told Me I Had to Wear Makeup."
Oh, hopefully this is from a girl.
No, it's a guy. 8 a.m., our best friend Sam Swan will be here.
Yeah! Is he?
I don't know.
Is he? I don't know. I thought he was...
Is he off still?
I thought he was at, like...
Isn't that over?
Yeah, no. He's summer camping.
Okay,
maybe
he won't be.
Maybe he's there.
I don't know.
Wait, maybe he is here because he saw Spider-Man last night.
Yeah, and last week he was gone. I thought that was... I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah. We'll find out which local news anchor...
Oh, man.
...went viral... I mean,
I'm assuming you've seen it.
Yeah.
Because it went viral.
So, a lot to do this morning. Possible Charlie and the Chocolate Factory prequel in the works? What?
Dude, yes.
Yep.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
All right. We got to take a quick break. Headlines, traffic is next.
One of the most highly anticipated meetings of the G20, Trump's first face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
In the Southwest, officials say 12 states are dealing with wildfires, more than 30 burning in California, Arizona, Nevada.
Hobby Lobby is going to forfeit thousands of Iraqi artifacts and pay a $3 million fine. Federal prosecutors say the company illegally purchased 5,500 antiquities and illegally imported them to the United States.
Tennis player in agony at Wimbledon, Bethany Maddox-Sands, suffering an apparent knee injury.
It was strong enough to be felt across much of the state, an earthquake just after midnight in Montana.
The company that owns shopping channel QVC is going to buy the rest of its rival, the Home Shopping Network. The deal is worth a little more than $2.5 billion. It's an all-stock deal. Two companies have focused on selling everything from jewelry to electronic goods through their channels as well as online.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Dex and Steve-O. Morning Invasion, 6:34.
High today of 96 degrees. Traffic. Almost didn't get to wear shorts today. I was saying like 94 earlier, and I'm you're a liar. And then I took a gamble, and it paid off.
Good.
I'm a gambling man. Taking a look at the roads. Everything's looking pretty good, man.
Shout out to Albuquerque. You guys have been getting it right lately.
Good job, Albuquerque.
We doing it, y'all. We doing it. Central Avenue at Atrisco. There's some road construction. The left lane is closed. Universe Boulevard between Rainbow and Woodmont. Construction there reduced to one lane. Everything looking good. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Brought to you by Spider-Man Homecoming.
So good. Let's just go see it.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in later on the show, Steve-O will, without any spoilers. He'll tell you his thoughts on it. Or we'll just talk about it here in a minute when we hit headlines. I mean, you know, that's how we roll. We'll just talk about Spider-Man all morning long. It'll be great.
I mean, I could do that.
You know, let's just close the show down and let's just go. When's the first show in? Like 8 a.m.?
Who's coming with us, guys?
Let's go. Let's just go watch. It'd be great. It'd be fun.
Don't do this to me because I really would.
You got to see his 3D.
Starmy, let's just all go together. I'm getting showtimes right now.
I'm sick of Mr. Stark treating me like a kid.
But you are a kid.
Yeah, a kid who can stop a bus with his bare hand.
Heck yeah! Stop ruining things.
It's in the trailer, man. It's in the trailer.
Yeah, I know, but I mean...
585 Live, you want to text into the show. We're on Facebook Live as well. *88. Go like the page. What do we got? We got a letter coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. There's a woman who's a little upset with her boss. Apparently, the boss said, "You gotta start wearing makeup to work."
Dang, dude, that's messed up. Gosh, so messed up. I don't like
that. We'll discuss that coming up here in just a little bit. Let's jump right into it.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Don't need a three wood there.
There is a 9:50 a.m. at the 24.
3D?
That's in XD. It's not in 3D, but it's the giant screen.
Yeah, that'd be cool, but I want 3D.
Okay, well, I'll keep looking. Looking. You know, there's Real 3D RPX. That's at 10, right at 10. Uh-huh. Right at 10 at the old Windrock.
Okay.
Thinking that, I mean, that could be the one.
I don't know.
Right at 10.
We'd have to, like... end the show early and just get out of here.
Yeah. A news anchor is caught on camera tossing his notes, and it made me laugh because it's our boy Donkey Dog Fernandez.
KOAT.
Action 7 News, bro. His partner in crime, Shelly Ribondo, is my friend on Instagram. I love you, Shelly.
She's my friend, too.
Are you serious?
On Facebook. I don't know if we're friends on Instagram. Uh-oh, Steve-O just left.
I thought I was special. I thought we had something.
We hang out on Facebook, yo.
Thought we had something.
We're like besties.
A news anchor in the old ABQ went viral yesterday. I loved this because all I saw was the title, Doug Fernandez Gives Up. And I'm like, what happened?
Gives up.
This is all over Facebook, all over everywhere. But Dougie Doug Fernandez tried to send it live to a street reporter, but the camera stayed on him and said. So he started reading a different story, but then it did go live to the reporter for a second on the street, and then came back to him as he was caught throwing his papers in the air because he'd given up.
Yep.
He'd had enough.
Dead after a shooting in southwest Albuquerque. Action 7 News reporter Christine Pay is at the scene with what we know.
Oh, no, it's no story.
Apparently, we don't have that story. Right now, astronomers at the University
of... Shooting investigation in southwest Albuquerque. You can see right here at Lindsay.
You guys have to watch it if you haven't yet. You have to. It's Doug Fernandez Gives Up on YouTube.
Dude, it's so good.
Almost has a million views.
Doug Fernandez Gives Up. Search it. I mean, but we've all been in that situation. Am I right? I've been a few times where I've just wanted to toss papers and walk out.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if... I don't think we've ever been in that situation before. We're pretty solid.
Dude, Looper's in. They're in, guys. They're in. Let's do it. Let's do it. Woo! All in for Spidey.
Spidey.
Yeah, people on the old Facebook Live. It could happen. Jay Marie says it's nice to see Chrissy did laundry. Actually, she didn't. These are like dad shorts. Look at how gross these are.
Those Costco, bro?
Those are like, ugh. You know when I got them? when I golfed that one time.
That one time, yeah.
I hate these shorts, but it was too hot. It was like, I can't. These really are like terrible golf shorts.
You look good.
Thanks.
You look stylish,
bro. I hate them. I absolutely hate them.
You look great.
Moving on. Okay. New in theaters today, you'll never guess. Spider-Man Homecoming! Oh, woo! Okay. Let's watch the trailer!
Let's do it right
now! Let's watch the trailer!
I helped this old lady and she bought me a churro, so... That was nice.
That's all we're gonna show you. We don't want to ruin anything about it. Tom Holland takes his turn as Peter Parker! Now, this isn't his first time. He was Peter Parker in Captain America Civil War. But if you were watching that film and thinking, man, I just need more Spider-Man because that kid is pretty good, this is your flick, man. Here's the thing. He was 19 when he appeared in Captain America Civil War. He's 21 now. He plays a 15-year-old really well.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. It's crazy to me that he's 21 and British. Do you know he's British?
Yeah. I saw him, he was in that movie with our friend, Thor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The
Heart of the Sea.
Heart of the Sea, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, here's the thing. This totally gives him an advantage considering Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield were in their like mid to late 20s when they were playing teenage Spider-Man. Yeah, they were 26 and 28 when they played. Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield played him. They also didn't have the full weight of the Marvel Cinematic Universe behind them like he does, because I'll tell you what, Robert Downey Jr. reprising his role as Iron Man is pretty important to Spider-Man. And for all of us purists out there who are frustrated because I hated the tech suit, it makes all the sense in the world because it's 2017 and ain't no 16-year-old gonna sew his own costume.
Right?
Or is he?
Oh.
Oh, I can't wait. We're going. We're going again
today. We're gone.
Spider-Man Homecoming takes place a few months after the events of Civil War, which means he's already got his really rad high-tech suit given to him by Tony Stark. Yeah. Oh, man. Basically, he's trying to learn to be a hero. Michael Keaton comes on the scene. He plays a pretty important villain named the Vulture. And they did a really good job interweaving the Avengers and the Marvel Cinematic Universe into this and making it seem like Peter's been a part this entire time. So
nice.
There we go. We get our boy Stan Lee. He has a cameo in this.
Did you hear about his wife?
Jean Lee passed away yesterday at the age of 93.
That's so sad.
I was very sad.
How old is Stan Lee?
On the day that Spider-Man Homecoming like hits theaters for early releases, Jean Lee, his wife of 70 years.
Wow. Isn't he 90?
He's in his 90s. So, Stan Lee's wife, Jean Lee, passed away yesterday. Sony's predicting a conservative $80 million opening, but critics loved it. Fans have loved it already. Most people think it will easily clear $100 million.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
I am in that camp. I saw it last night, and I'm not joking. We're seeing it today.
Wow, you're gonna just shell out some more cash.
I never get to go to I don't go to the movies that often. And honestly, it's usually just for like the big superhero movies, yeah. And then I wait another month. No, we're going today.
All right,
it's that good.
Can't wait.
Speaking of shelling out some cash, we've been talking about this: Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor, gearing up to be a ridiculous fight. Maybe you want to see this super fight.
Yeah, you want to go? You want to go to this?
I would love to. Our boy Buck is going out to see John Bones Jones fight in Anaheim.
Yeah.
That kind of makes me sad. I would love to be there. Man, don't you wish that we could be like you could be Ricky and I could be Buck because I'm older.
Yeah.
And we could be like those rich friends that are like, yes. Excuse me, Dexter, what would you like to do today?
Yeah, do you want to go fly to Las Vegas?
Yes, I have the caviar there. Indubitably.
Lobster butter.
Oh, it's a phenomenal probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. However, if you want to see Mayweather-McGregor, it's going to cost a couple bucks more, I'd say, than Spider-Man Homecoming in 3D. In fact, it could cost you up to $79,000 for a ticket.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious, lady. It's going to cost you. Wow. Ticket prices for the event are now up on StubHub, and it lists the price for nosebleed tickets. Nosebleed tickets at almost $2,200.
Jeez.
Seats for the first bowl are going for $5,400, while premium floor seating would run you anywhere from $20,000 to almost $80,000 for ringside seats.
Just to see Conor McGregor get beat to a bloody pulp.
Mm-mm. Disagree. He's going to touch him.
He's just going to touch him,
and that's going to be a victory in my book.
He's going to get one shot off.
But here's the crazy thing is that StubHub is a secondary market site, so tickets for the event are still not officially on sale. Like, that is crazy to me. I don't know. Last month, Dana White cautioned fans to watch out for fake vendors who were already putting tickets up for sale on scalper sites. Quote, a fan told me he bought tickets already. I want all fans to know that we have not even come up with prices for tickets yet, and tickets are not for sale yet. Watch out for these dirtballs trying to sell tickets already. When we announce tickets on sale, that's when it's real, end quote.
Mm.
So yeah, dude, don't go buy those. They're not on sale yet.
All right.
Yeah. Adam says, I really hope Conor knocks out Mayweather. I don't think it'll happen, but I would love it. He will do better in a boxing ring than Mayweather would ever do in an MMA ring. Hey, man, that's why it's a boxing match.
Right.
Because Floyd would, it'd be one round. Oh, Conor would wipe the floor with him in an MMA octagon. Oh!
It's going to be fun watching it after the night because we can't afford to buy the
big. Oh, no. Oh. I'm having a barbecue. There's going to be like a $10 cover at the door. We have to invite at least 10 people to cover the cost.
No kidding.
I'm seriously doing this at my house.
Okay.
We can't not watch it live.
All right.
Somebody will ruin it for us. Did you hear? Oh, my gosh. Round 5. It was crazy.
We have to watch all the other stupid boxing matches. There's like 15 or 20 boxing matches before that.
Okay. Whatever. We get the MMA fights at my house from time to time. And inevitably, they're on in the background. But everybody's just talking and hanging out and eating and having a good time. And then it's like, main event! Okay. Everybody on the couch! You know we could do that. It'd be fine. Jay Marie says Floyd is going to get a whooping.
Wow. Okay.
That is bold.
All right.
As much as I love your enthusiasm.
I don't know. You never know.
I mean,
I ain't no boxing or MMA expert, but I don't know.
I think it's going to be an interesting fight. I think if he touches him, if he could put a mark on old Floyd, there's a chance.
Maybe.
I just don't see that.
I don't know.
Speaking of a chance, there's a chance that I could be very, very happy in the next 7 seconds when I report that there is a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory prequel in the works.
Hey, Charlie!
Supposedly it's the origin story for Willy Wonka, and rumor has it Ryan Gosling is interested in the part.
Really?
Yeah!
Huh.
I know everybody gets mad at me when I say this, but I thought Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was far superior than Willy Wonka.
Wow.
And here's why. It really talked about more of the origin of the Oompa Loompas and everything that happened in the book. I'm a huge Roald Dahl fan, the author of said book.
Right.
And they go into that in the book, his history, his origins. And I just liked the way that Tim Burton did that.
I just wish they would have made the Oompa Loompas cooler. I didn't really like the Oompa Loompas. I didn't like how they're all the same guy.
You know, like Deep Roy?
No.
Said dude's name. Moving on to sad news. We mentioned this a moment ago. The wife of Marvel Comics founder, Jean Lee is her name. That would be Stan Lee's wife. Joan Lee, I apologize, Joan Lee. She was 95 years old.
95? They were married for 69 years?
Yeah, dude. The news broke to me from Rob Liefeld, the creator of Cable. He posted something early morning yesterday I can confirm the sad news that Joan Lee passed away this morning quietly, surrounded by her family, according to a spokesperson for Stan Lee and his family. They said this in a statement to the Hollywood Reporter. The family asks you please give them time to grieve and respect their privacy during this difficult time. Dude, she was a former British hat model. Her and Stan Lee were married on December 5th, 1947, and by all accounts were hopelessly devoted to each other. They had two children who were born in 1950, and then their second child, Jan, died 3 days after her birth in 1953. Marvel paid tribute to her in a statement on Thursday. We are so saddened to hear about the loss of Joan Lee. We lost a member of the Marvel family today, and our thoughts and prayers go out to Stan and his daughter, Joan, in this difficult time.
Man.
Yeah, dude. Last year, he recounted, Stan Lee, how he met his wife in a story for The Hollywood Reporter that celebrated his 75th anniversary in comic books. 75th anniversary.
Can you imagine you've been with somebody that long and then they're just gone? That's why you see the other half usually doesn't live much longer after their spouse dies.
Why do you have to say that? You're talking about...
I'm just saying, man.
You're talking about Stan the man right now.
No, he still looks like he has at least another 5 years.
You're a horrible person, and I hate you.
I know. I can't believe I said
that. He was at New York Comic Con last year, and I did not pay to meet him because it was stupid amounts of money.
I got to interview him once, and I felt really bad because I knew how much people – I mean, people look to him
as
– He's the guy. He's the guy.
Well,
and here I am.
He's
I'm not even a huge
god, the author of most great superheroes.
I can't wrap my head around how, you know, what a big deal it is. And the fact that I get to interview Stan Lee, it turned out to be a really good interview, but I felt awful because I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this interview right now.
So if you're just joining us, Stan Lee's wife passed away. They were married for 69 years, almost 70 years. And he recounted the story of how he met his wife after a childhood sweetheart wed another. Joan Clayton impulsively married an American soldier during World War II and moved to New York, where she was extremely unhappy.
Oh.
Because, you know, she was interested in this dude, and then all of a sudden her childhood sweetheart marries another guy, and she's like, that's it. She's a British hat model. So she marries this American soldier during the war, moves to New York, very unhappy. Meanwhile, a cousin of Stan Lee's wanted to set up the struggling writer with the hat model. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh.
So here's what happened. Stan Lee said, when I was young, there was one girl I drew. One body and a face and hair. It was my idea of what a girl should be. The perfect woman. When I got out of the army, somebody, a cousin of mine, knew a model, a hat model, at a place called Laden Hats. He said, Stan, there's this really pretty girl named Betty. I think you'd like her. She might like you. Why don't you go over and ask her to lunch? Blah, blah, blah. So I went up to this place. Betty didn't answer the door. But Joan answered, and she was the head model. I took one look at her and said, she was the girl I'd been drawing all my life.
Oh, wow.
And then I heard the British accent, and I'm a nut for an English accent. She said, may I help you? And I took a look at her, and I think I said something crazy like, I love you. I don't remember exactly, but anyway, I took her out for lunch. I never even met Betty, the other girl. I think I proposed to Joan at lunch that day. In those days, the quickest way to get divorced was to move to Nevada and stay for 6 weeks to establish residency. So soon after Joan arrived in Reno, Stan received a letter from her, addressed to Jack, and that worried him. He said, now, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I know my name isn't Jack. And so why did she write, Dear Jack? Maybe I better go to Reno and see what's going on. I got there and she was waiting for me and there's three guys with her. And they all look like John Wayne, big Western dudes, rugged. And I get off the plane fresh from New York with my little pork pie hat and a little scarf and my gloves, and she's with me. I thought, I don't have a chance. I don't have a chance. A judge granted her her divorce, and about an hour later, married her and Stan Lee in the room next door.
Wow.
That's so crazy, man. What a different time that was.
Look at Stan Lee when he was younger. It doesn't look anything like him.
Yeah.
She was really, really beautiful.
Dude, so cool. The couple returned to New York, where he worked at Marvel Comics. You know, well, at the time it was called Timely or Atlas Comics. He landed because his cousin Martin Goodman owned the company. Comics were this, you know, yeah, nothing thing way back then. And Stan Lee and Jack Kirby co-created this little thing called the Fantastic Four in 1961, followed by the Hulk, the Avengers, Iron Man, the X-Men. I'm telling you, Stan Lee created all of the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. So he turned the company around, renamed it Marvel Comics, and it's, gosh, yeah. In some versions of the origin of the Fantastic Four, Stan Lee actually credits his wife Joan with inspiring him. He said he was depressed about his career. He had dreams of becoming a novelist. He didn't want to do comics. Like, he thought it was dumb. So, the state of the comics industry, back then in the 50s, it was dominated by stories of war, science fiction, romance, all genres he didn't like. So he was going to leave the business. But his wife said, before you quit, why don't you write one comic you're proud of? And thus, the creation of the Fantastic Four.
Wow.
The first thing he was ever proud of.
That's really cool.
And it's really cool.
Too bad they haven't put out a good Fantastic Four movie. Someday.
Yeah, they don't even have a Fantastic Four comic book, for those that don't follow comic
books.
Really? Yeah, years now, because they're owned by... oh, gosh, what is it? Fox owns them? Or is it Sony? It's Sony. And there is a feud between Marvel, because, you know, Marvel owns the comic book rights, but they own the film rights. And so they're like, okay, cool. And then they went and killed off, you know, Reed Richards and Sue Storm. And
wow.
There's no Fantastic Four comic book. So it's like, well, good luck trying to make a good Fantastic Four movie, because seriously, nobody cares about them. Although that's not true. I do. I miss them.
Joan Lee, rest in peace.
Yeah, man, that's sad.
Dead at 95. Man, 69 years together. Her and Stan Lee. That's a cool story. Glad you shared that. Good morning, Starmie. That's you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we have a letter. My boss told me I had to wear makeup is the title of the letter. We'll tackle that. Ever damaged something in the store? There's a story coming up about a woman who passed out and she was holding something that was worth a lot of money and she damaged this item. Oh, it'll make you pass out when you hear the story. We'll talk about that. 585 Live, if you want to text into the show, or on Facebook Live, Star 88, go like the page. We'll be right back. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, totally.
Viridia.
What?
Pretty Lies. Star 88, good morning.
Those are the best kind.
Pretty Lies? Those are the best kind.
Oh, sorry, Todd. Todd's really hungry. He needs breakfast. Oh, I got this, like, Hot Pocket thing from Sopo. Look at this. It's got egg and bacon and cheese and green chili.
Yeah, and it's...
in a croissant.
Wrapped in a croissant.
It's very, fluffy and,
French-American.
Well, messy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Friday, 7:13.
Hi, today... 96 degrees, dog. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads. Everything's clear, man. There are some ramp restrictions. I-40 West at 98th Street, as well as Irving Boulevard between Universe and Ventana. There's some construction there. The roadway is reduced to one lane. No accidents to report. Everything's pretty smooth sailing this morning. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
585 Live, you can text into the show. It's 505-585-5483. Facebook Live, just go like our page, Star 88. Hey, don't forget about our app as well. You can download that right there at the App Store. Star 88 FM. Listen to us live. You can get the on-demand podcast feature.
Oh, yeah. Remember the storm? He said, so I was watching Full House with my 12-year-old last night. Jesse and Joey have a radio show. Dex is totally Joey and Steve-O is totally Jesse.
That's not true.
I mean.
Whatever.
I'll be Uncle Jesse if I have to.
He was the coolest. Yeah.
Of course he was.
Yeah, yeah. But Joey was funny.
He was hilarious.
Yeah.
We actually kid.
We had Joey on the show last year.
We did.
Dave Coulier.
Yep.
He was a really nice guy. Coming up, we got that letter at 7:30. My boss told me I had to wear makeup. We'll tackle that. Mm. We're going to need your help.
But first, we need to breakfast shame Grace. No, Grace! On Facebook Live. Her breakfast was a 12-ounce Red Bull, two
Hydroxycut. Max, oh, my gosh. Stop that.
And McDizzy hash browns.
And McDizzy hash browns. Grace!
Dude.
Get... Oh,
I can't.
I used to be you, Grace. I used to be a woman.
Okay.
I used to. Just kidding. I used to drink the Red Bulls. I used to drink the Monster.
He did. We got him off of those.
As soon as I cut those out, I can't even begin to tell you how much better I felt.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this. There was something that was, you just feel different when you're on those things.
Oddly enough, getting off the energy drinks gave you more energy.
Uh-huh. That's true.
It's, yeah.
Made me feel better.
It is true.
And that Hydroxycut.
I don't even know what that is.
That's like a weight loss supplement pill that you take.
No!
Yeah. You take it, you're supposed to take it while you work out, and it's supposed to cut the weight, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I want you to watch a documentary. It's called What the Health, Grace. It's on Netflix, and then come talk to me after that, okay?
All right. Her mom is chiming in on Facebook Live, and that's always fun.
Who? Grace's mom?
Yeah, Jay Marie. She wants to have a heart attack before she's 30. Oh. So that's something to aspire to, I think. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That was one of the
You're well
reasons.
On your way. So yeah. It's good.
That's why I cut
that's
it
what
out.
What you want.
I don't want to have a heart attack, man. I don't want to have a heart attack. I saw my dad after surgery, after he had his heart attack, and... You just sit there and go, I hope and pray this never happens to me.
Yeah.
It's just runs in my family.
Yeah. Speaking of hoping and praying, I just threw up a little bit in my mouth when I read that headline accidentally.
Yeah, this story.
No, I don't even know if I want you to tell it because seriously, like my stomach knotted up.
Let me throw this out there because this could turn into a little topic. Have you ever damaged something in the store? You were there at the store, you're browsing, you're looking at some cool things, and then all of a sudden you accidentally drop something, you run into something, it breaks.
I get so nervous every time I take the kids with me to Astro Zombies.
Yeah.
You know, it's my comic shop, my jam.
Don't touch anything!
Well, yeah, because all of the toys on the wall aren't just... It's not like at a toy store where you can grab them and you're playing with them. If you bend or fold, you can... damage the packaging. It's
stuff.
Like, yeah, right? And it's like, and there's a policy there that if you break it, if you drop it, like, you have to purchase it.
Yeah.
And so, oh man, it's always like, okay, guys, I have like the breakdown. We can't touch anything, right? So what are we not? We're not touching anything. We're just going to go in there. Yeah. Of course, Mike, the owner, is like the nicest dude on the planet, but it's still just like, don't you encourage Brody to touch toys? You want me to buy everything.
Yeah, share your story if you've ever damaged something in the store. How did it play out? But this tourist, this happened in China. This person learned the true meaning of you break it, you buy it, when she was forced to foot the bill for a $44,000 jade bracelet.
Oh, man.
She dropped in a jewelry store. So the woman, she was trying on the pricey jade necklace.
Oh, gosh.
And when she asked about the price of it, she actually passed out. She fainted because she couldn't believe that this bracelet that she was trying on was 44 grand. So she passed out. And when she fell, it broke the bracelet.
Oh, gosh, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like... I'm getting like a pain in my side thinking about it. Oh,
it snapped into two pieces. Well, the shop staff reportedly tried to calm the woman following the incident, but she became so distraught, she eventually fainted in the arms of fellow customers. A bystander eventually brought the woman back by pinching her upper lip, which I guess is standard Chinese method of waking up people who have fainted. Okay. You pinch her upper lip. Remember that. If you ever pass out on me, I'm just going to pinch your upper lip. They report that a third-party jewelry appraised the broken accessory at 180,000 yuan, which is approximately 26 grand. So, holy cow. It was 44 grand, and after she dropped it, $26,000 is what it appraised for. Well, the staff told the woman's family they could pay the 26 grand to resolve the matter, but they only offered back 70,000
yuan, my gosh,
which is about 10 grand.
That's still a lot of money.
Yeah. The two sides have reportedly not yet agreed on compensation.
I can't even fathom that. Like, I freak out, no joke, when Brody grabs like a $20 Spider-Man toy from the shelves, and I'm like, no. Don't drop that. Don't bend it. Oh, I'm like, oh, my side. I'm getting side pain for her. It hurts. Ugh.
If you ever damage something in the store, maybe you have a good story to share. 585 Live. You can text in. You can call us at 338-3700 or share it on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever broke anything in the store. You know?
You ever been at a friend's house and broken something accidentally?
I know where this is going.
It really wasn't.
Okay.
It really wasn't.
All right. I haven't, but my son has.
I promise. You don't have to tell the story because it really wasn't. I was just trying to think.
I'll never live this down. Ever. Seriously. You just set that one up. So have you ever been at someone's house, maybe like a good friend, and like broke something?
I swear to you. That's not where I was going.
Guys, last year when I first started the show, we were hanging out, just getting to know each other.
Don't tell the story, because me and Caleb are cool, man.
I brought my kids.
And he's going to get nervous again, and it's going to be lame again.
And Steve-O had this really cool skateboard deck. It was a
vintage
Star Wars.
It was a vintage Star Wars skateboard.
Yeah, it was sitting out in the living room, because Brody was playing with it.
Yeah, because it was Brody's.
Yeah.
It was Brody.
And my son Caleb, who was 14 at the time, decided to
Ollie's. He's trying to Ollie. And I can't believe you're telling this because I wasn't.
He broke the skateboard in two, and Steve-O has never let it go. He constantly throws it in my face.
These are all lies.
We said, you know what? We'll look up online and we'll find the skateboard. We'll make sure that you get it back.
Also a lie.
And you said, no.
That's a lie.
What? We offered to buy you another one. You're like, no.
No, because I wanted the Spider-Man board from...
Okay.
Gray says, I totally tore a shirt at the store. I guess I needed an extra medium instead of a regular medium.
So you're trying on a shirt and you rip it? Oh, man.
What do you do? Do you just, like, put it back on the hanger and, like, walk away? Oh, man.
I've kind of gotten stuck in a shirt once while I was trying it on in the dressing room.
Really?
It was like one of those, like, it was, and you're trying to get your arm in, and then you get stuck, and you're like, oh no, I'm stuck.
Dude.
I didn't break it, though.
I'm trying to think. I don't know that I've ever broken anything.
I don't think I have either. I'm thinking.
Back when I used to drive for Premier Distributors, I used to drop beer bottles all the time. Worst feeling ever. That coming from a Star member on the live line. 505-585-LIVE, if you'd like to text in. 505-585-5483. Huh. Oh, man. Yeah.
All right.
I'm, like, sick over this bracelet for this woman.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't... imagine.
A $44,000 jade bracelet. She was trying it on in the store, and when she asked what the price was...
She fainted,
and it fell, and it broke in two, and now it's only worth 26 grand. Ugh. And they want her to pay the $26,000, and she's like, no, I'll give you 10 grand, though. I feel like they should take the 10 grand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what the laws are like in China as far as like how you would have to pay that back. Because if she's just a tourist, couldn't she just leave China and just get out of... I mean, just saying.
Couldn't she just leave China?
Just get out of
there. I don't know that it's really like, that China, easy to China just
gonna
come, get out of China.
China going to come get you? Are they,
oh,
is that going to ding your credit?
That's crazy, man. Yeah. That is a full-on you break it, you buy.
Yeah. Why'd you say it that way?
Well, because you break it, you buy it.
Okay.
That's what? That's what you...
You said, you break it, you buy it. That's how you said it.
I plead the fifth. That's not how
you
I said
break,
it.
You break, you buy.
Yeah, there you go. Man, Starmy member said a couple years back at Dunkin' Donuts, they had a huge display of mugs. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh.
Right next to the register, while I was paying, my baby swatted the display, breaking several mugs,
man.
Which I had to pay for.
Oh, no. Oh.
I had to ask them to take the donuts and coffee back and ended up paying about $50 and left empty-handed.
Oh, oh, no.
Oh,
oh, that's going to hurt. Okay. Sorry about that. We're going to leave now. Okay.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm, like, sick for you.
You break it, you buy it.
Especially since you just said donuts, and now I'm like, dude, those Boston cream are the jam. Now I just want a Boston cream donut.
You ever damage something in the store, Starmy?
How about bringing a dog over to your friend's house?
Here we go again. Here we go again.
I didn't do this for you!
If you notice, like, last time I went to your house, it was just me, because I'm the only one allowed, guys. Vader, poor Rocket. Poor Rocket, your dog was just sniffing me. He could smell Vader. He's like, where's my best friend?
No, dude, listen. It's because a member of the Starmy said, never broke anything at a friend's house, but my dog once peed on the wall and then another time barfed on her carpet, and we're still friends.
But that
see?
Was, okay, but when That's I cool. brought Vader over the last time and he peed everywhere because I was holding him and he was just spraying like dude, a faucet it everywhere. Was it was Rocket's fault thing. Because Rocket was attacking Vader because he was so excited to see him and Vader panicked and started peeing everywhere. And I picked Vader up and he's just still like, it was like a sprinkler. I was trying to run to get
you're
out.
You're like signing the wall with Vader. It was incredible.
That was the last time Vader ever.
Whew. Somebody said, I don't know if this counts, but I was at a grocery store and dropped a whole pallet of gallon glass vinegar jars right before the store opened.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's never happened to me. I've never had anything fall off a shelf or I never ran into anything.
Oh, man. Remember the Stormy said, I dropped a $15,000 photo booth 5 feet out of a truck.
What? Oh. Okay, you have to...
I'm, like, sick for you.
Did you have to pay anything back?
Right?
I mean, did you say, my bad, and then that was it? You have to tell us more on that.
Man! Somebody said I was adjusting a pair of sunglasses for a customer and snapped them in half. I just discreetly replaced them with a new pair. I was so embarrassed. Oh, my gosh.
I always wondered that. Yeah, there's the people that when you go get your glasses, they're like,
they put them on your face, and then they're like, nope, snap. Oh, my gosh.
I'll be right back.
Just going to go ahead and give you another pair if you'd like. I'm so sorry. Wow. 505-585-LIVE. Never broken anything at a store. You know, like this woman who passed out when she found out the bracelet was 44 Gs. That's just... Oh, gosh.
You know what I think would be the worst job to have? Cutting somebody's hair. I think would be the worst job ever. Because if you mess up someone's hair.
Yeah.
Think about that. If you mess, I mean, I know it grows back, but that's a terrible thing to do if you are the person who totally messes up someone's look.
Back in the day when you actually had hair, did you ever get a bad haircut?
Yes.
I was so mad because I started a sentence and then realized I couldn't ask you that because there have been so many times back in the day.
I can still grow my hair out, all right? I just choose not to. You know,
I still have all my hair.
This is why I love my boy Gat. Thinner. Because now I don't have to worry about ever having bad hair. But before I found Dave, I hated haircuts for that reason.
Yeah.
Because inevitably, like every time, be like, I'm really going for this. And it'd be like, and it's like way too short. And you're like, don't cry. Don't cry. It's just hair. It'll grow back, man. It'll grow back. All right. Well, thank you. I'm leaving now.
To be honest with you, the reason why I just started shaving my head is because the last time I went and got a haircut, it was the worst experience. I looked like a Chinese guy.
Wait.
I went into this place in San Diego.
hold on.
I'm serious. I gotta find
I know you're serious, but I don't understand how that equates to bad haircut. Like, you just said an entire people group has bad hair.
Maybe I shouldn't have said China. I should have said North Korea, because I look like I got a Kim Jong-un haircut.
That's what you should say.
Sorry.
Like,
My mind was on China.
Specifically this one dude with a bad haircut.
I gotta
that
find this.
One guy, not an entire...
I gotta find this photo. It is the worst. My brother was laughing so hard because I decided to go into this... salon that was, you know, I'm pretty sure a North Korean was the owner of the, I think she was North Korean actually that cut my hair.
I can't. I'm going to read some Starmie comments and then we're moving on.
I'm going to find this.
A few years ago in a thrift store, I bumped into a rack and a wooden cross fell and broke in half. Had it not been a cross, I probably would have walked away, but felt like it would be bad karma. So I took it up to the front and paid $10 for it. My husband fixed it, and we still have it.
Nice.
Another member of the Stormy said, my sister bought a new washer and dryer, wanted to save some money on delivery by loading the appliances into the back of her pickup truck. The dryer fell out while she was driving home on the highway.
Oh, my gosh.
She actually loaded it back into her truck with the help of a couple people who stopped, went back to the appliance store, and they gave her a discount on another dryer.
No way.
Oh, gosh. Somebody else said, my husband was trying to reach for a Gatorade off the top shelf, knocked it over, and it busted all over the floor. We notified an employee and then left.
Wow.
Gatorade comes in glass bottles?
Look at that.
Yeah, I see it. It's really bad.
It's really bad.
It's really bad, guys. He wasn't kidding. Yeah. Amitha, that's a cool name, said I broke the end piece off a coffee table, but that wasn't my worst. I actually broke a wall at the store by driving into it.
Oh, wow.
I had just gotten my learner's permit. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the worst.
Michael says, I haven't as a customer, but I used to be a skater at Sonic. Sometimes I would fall and drop stuff. I had a coworker, though, who was super clumsy. He once crashed over the front of a car with 4 44-ounce slushies.
Oh, man.
They went all over the car. He also crashed into a menu and broke it in half.
Oh, man.
Maybe just wear shoes at Sonic, man.
If that happened while I was there at Sonic, I'd give you the biggest tip ever.
Dude. Kyle says, I was riding my cousin's really nice motorcycle, and when I returned, I was about to get off, and upon doing so, I snapped his foot peg off and had to become an engineer and make a new one out of an old crutch I had in the garage. Wow.
Oh, man. These are good. Ever damaged something in the store? 585 Live. You can text in or on Facebook Live. You can go there. Leave a comment. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
One of the most highly anticipated meetings of the G20, Trump's first face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
In the Southwest, officials say 12 states are dealing with wildfires, more than 30 burning in California, Arizona, Nevada.
Hobby Lobby is going to forfeit thousands of Iraqi artifacts and pay a $3 million fine. Federal prosecutors say the company illegally purchased 5,500 antiquities and illegally imported them to the United States.
Tennis player in agony
at Wimbledon. Bethany Maddox Sands, suffering an apparent knee injury.
It was strong enough to be felt across much of the state. An earthquake just after midnight in Montana.
The company that owns shopping channel QVC is going to buy the rest of its rival, the Home Shopping Network. The deal is worth a little more than $2.5 billion. It's an all-stock deal. The two companies have focused on selling everything from jewelry to electronic goods through their channels as well as online.
Good morning. 7:41.
High today of 96 degrees. Traffic. We got some road construction. I-25 at New Mexico 423. That's right at the Paseo del Norte exit. It's happening on the on and off ramps over there, which, you know, it doesn't get backed up enough at I-25 and Paseo del Norte. So they wanted to do some construction there to make sure it's slow on Paseo. Not a lot else happening today as far as the roads go. Everything's looking pretty good. Let you look at traffic.
Traffic!
Traffic brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM. You can catch that that super dope Morning Invasion t-shirt in the background of our Facebook Live.
It's pretty sweet.
You know, they created it.
It's pretty sweet, guys.
I found out yesterday that they had none input on that. Like, remember how we were talking about how we wanted to be all, like, kind of cool 1940s sci-fi?
Yeah.
That was not relayed.
Really?
Like, that's just what they came up with.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Love it. Let's see how much of a nerd you really are, because today is July 7th.
Yeah.
It's a very special day for nerds, comic book nerds.
I gotta say nerds, man. I feel like, oh, snap.
It has nothing to do with Spider-Man. Because back in 1802, the very first comic book was released. What was it? Ooh. Come on, nerd.
Yeah, but...
Come on.
I'm a nerd.
1802, the very first comic book.
Is it a comic book or a comic strip?
Look that way. Double check here. No, it says comic book.
I'm going to say...
First comic book was published in Hudson, New York.
Uh-huh.
It was created by Robert Rusticote. It was called...
Gunsmoke.
Blend in, man. Just kidding. No, man, The Wasp.
Oh, cool.
How much is that comic book worth?
Right?
If you have the very first comic book from 1802... Do they even, is it even out there?
Right. Still? I don't even know if it's, if that's, yeah.
It's got to be worth millions if it is.
It's considered to be the first comic book. Yeah.
It's considered.
I guess it was like riddled with political allegory and rhetoric.
Ooh.
Yeah. Attacking then U.S. President Thomas Jefferson. So it wasn't necessarily a nerd thing. In fact, it was so incendiary that it caused a court case. The people of the state of New York versus Harry Croswell.
Hmm.
That proved critical to the development of the United States defamation law.
Nerd.
Okay.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was published under the pseudonym Robert Rusticote. It was actually the work of Harry Croswell. In 1801, he moved across the Hudson River to the thriving city of Hudson. He was 22 at the time. He supported the Federalist Party of John Adams, who was then still serving as the second president. And I guess he started writing for a newspaper.
Hmm.
He had very different political sympathies. And, yeah, that's crazy to me.
Right?
But I don't think you can find it anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think so. I just Googled. Can't find it.
He was never sentenced, by the way. In 1805, the New York legislature wrote Hamilton's argument into law. Thomas Jefferson was sworn in as the third president in 1801, transferring power from the Federalists to the Democratic Republicans.
Yeah, you can't. It's not there, guys. It's not. There's no...
No copies of that one. 1802. Whoa.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Could you imagine?
Can't even.
I don't think. Yeah.
All right. 585 Live. You can text in or call us at 338-3700.
Think about this. That comic is 215 years old. Jeez. Like, could you, like, where would you find that? That would be worth a grip.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I wonder how many copies. We got to research this. Like, how many copies did they actually make back then?
Yeah.
All of that.
I think the holy grail, if you will, of comics, probably. I mean.
The Superman?
Nerds could try and argue. Yeah. Action Comics number one. Action Comics number one is probably, and that's the first appearance of Superman, way back in 1938.
Wow.
Okay. So, 79 years ago.
Someone texted me.
Okay. You should probably put that on
Sam.
Silent.
We texted Sam to see if he was coming in. Okay. Let's see here. Hold on. Yes! Yes!
Yeah!
Heck yeah, it is.
I want to get a 50-year-old perspective on Spider-Man.
Spider-Man!
Because we had a few people ask if it's suitable for children. I'm like, yeah, I took my three kids, but...
How was it compared to Wonder Woman?
Oh, way safer, cleaner, way... I had a good friend of mine kind of challenge me on that Wonder Woman, actually, because there is a scene where it really kind of goes off the deep end about marriage and, like, kind of attacks marriage, and that was... I didn't like that scene, that's for sure. But, yeah. Yeah. So, no, this one I think is much better in that regard. So, dude, back in 2014, in case you're curious, you know, we're talking about the Wasp. 215 years ago, this comic book. I can't imagine what it'd be worth. Because in 2014, a pristine copy of Action Comics number one, the Superman first appearance,
okay,
sold for a record $3.2 million.
Wow.
$3.2 million. So I'd say, yeah, that's got to be number one. Amazing Fantasy 15. The first appearance of Spider-Man.
Oh, here it is right here. Is that it?
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah. By Robert whatever.
Robert Ruff Decoat. Mm-hmm. That's nuts, guys.
There you go.
Google that. I just put in how much for the Wasp comic book from 1802.
Here you go, man. Here's Amazing Fantasy number 15, my personal holy grail. It's currently at $12,000 on eBay.
$12,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
what is down at Astros? Do they have anything no. that's like super?
Not like that.
No.
That's Amazing Fantasy number 15, and a lot of times stores won't carry them in the store because of that reason. I do know another local store that we go to, Age. They have a couple in there. I almost don't even want to say. They have a couple in there that I believe they vault every night.
Yeah.
But just looking at it on the wall, I was there a couple weeks ago, and they had, I believe it was number one, it was X-Men number one, and the price tag was $100,000.
Wow.
$100,000?
Yeah.
What?
And I just stared at it. That's cool.
I feel like if you're
I don't even want to breathe on it.
If you're going to have a comic book shop, I feel like you kind of have to have stuff like that just to draw people in.
To just stare at?
Yeah. Then don't even put the real one in there. Just say it's the real one, but then have the real one in the vault.
Oh, that's called lying.
No, man. No, it's not, because you really have it, but you don't want to put it out on display because then someone could totally steal it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing on here on how much the Wasp from 1802 would be worth or anything. I can't find anything.
Somebody wants to know where they could get comic books appraised. I would take them to a comic shop that you trust, something like that, like an Astro Zombies. They can at least give you an idea, or you could buy the actual like comic price guide. But anyways.
Are they ever going to come out with a Wasp movie?
I don't, do you mean like from the like Avengers, like Ant-Man style?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes, that's on the way. Ant-Man and the Wasp is actually in pre-production.
Nice.
That's coming.
Cool.
Stephanie chimed in and said, went to Denver Comic-Con, and it was awesome. I had a good friend up there pick me up a signed J. Scott Campbell. So
cool.
And we got more people chiming in with things they broke.
So. Yeah, so we were talking about this this lady in China. She was just out there just being a tourist, and she's at this jewelry store, and she's like, oh, I'm going to try on this really beautiful bracelet and see how it looks on me. And as she's putting it on, she asked the clerk, how much for this bracelet? $44,000 for the jade bracelet. She fainted, dropped it, and broke it in two, which cut the price in half, basically. $26,000 is what it appraised for after she broke it. And, of course, the store wants her to buy it for $26,000. And she's like, no, but here's $10,000.
Gosh.
This is all I have.
Which is still so much money.
Right. Just for dropping it, for fainting. And we asked you, have you ever damaged something in the store?
Man, people, yeah. Somebody chimed in and said, glass jar of spaghetti sauce. Ooh. Slipped out of my hand as I was turning from the fridge, rocketed hard straight to a corner cabinet, shattered, spraying glass and sauce everywhere. Oh. Now, this was the Costco size, so no small amount. Stood where I was for a long time deciding if I should just burn the house down. Decided just to clean it all up, which included moving every appliance to get all the glass and sauce. A few months after I did that, the same thing happened with a jar of jalapenos. Oh. I now hold glass jars with two hands like Gollum holds the ring.
Wow.
Thank you, Felicia.
See,
that is fantastic.
I've dropped things in my house every day, but I've never done it in the store.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever broke anything in the store.
Yeah. Dude, we got like two conversations going on at the same time. Kristen just chimed in and said her husband has every single Marvel trading card. I'm sure those are worth a lot.
Oh, good for you.
I'm going to make you very sad because I do too, and they are worth not a lot.
Oh.
Like dating all the way back to the Series 1 Marvel. I don't have... Oh, man, that's the one set that I'm missing some.
Why aren't they worth anything?
I don't know, because when I was a kid, I thought these were going to be worth all the money in the world.
Did they make too many of them or something?
I don't know. I have X-Men Series 1 and 2. Okay, we're moving on. Somebody said, one time as a kid, I was leaning on a table at a local market, and the table tipped over along with a large pot of pozole soup. I ran away crying out of fear.
Oh, man.
Sorry. By the way, remember the Starmie who chimed in earlier dropped a $15,000 photo booth 5 feet out of a truck? The photo booth was covered by insurance, so all I got were nasty looks and a scolding.
Oh.
Yeah. That's good, though.
Yeah, that's good. They had insurance.
Somebody said, does blowing two motors on two different vehicles at work and still have your job count? Yes.
Ugh.
Yes, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Boss is not going to be happy about that.
Somebody said, when I first started working here, I stacked 7 crates of gallon milk on my dolly, then hit a bump going into the store, and all 7 crates exploded all over the manager's office.
Oh.
So stinky when you can't get all the milk clean.
Oh, yeah.
And it just sits there and rots in the cracks. It was on the computer, the ceiling. Oh, my gosh.
How embarrassing.
Another member of the Stormy said, when I was looking for a job, I lied on a temp agency applications. I said I knew how to drive a pallet jack. Oh, no. Jose Ole hired me the first day. I ran into a huge stack of taquito already to ship. People were very mad.
That's what you get, man. That's what you get for lying.
Somebody said, I've broken dozens of hearts because I'm a sexy beast.
Okay. We knew that was coming.
Yeah, just waiting. Somebody said, remember when Dex broke his back on the mountain?
Broke my back on the mountain? Oh, okay. Got it. It took me a second there. Oh, man.
I got it right away. It
took me a second.
Oh, no. At a flea market in New York, I turned around and my purse knocked over a $500 vase. They made me purchase it.
Oh, $500 vase?
Gosh, dude. Stuff like that, like, I don't like antique plates,
yeah.
Anything like
that.
It's like
glass or anything.
Just like you're like sliding everywhere. You don't want to. No. Somebody said I was in an antique store and fell into a vase. Oh, worth $499. It broke, and I had to pay for it. Ugliest looking vase ever. Gosh. See, I think they put those like top heavy ones like on the corners.
Yeah, they do that on purpose.
So that you have to purchase them because they know they will never sell these. Katrina says, I spilled a 7-Up all over my keyboard at work. That counts. Oh,
I do that all the time.
Because you can't get those clean.
I know, it's true.
Ever. gosh. Yeah, dude. All right. Our boy Andrew chimed in and said, when I was a detailer, I jumped out of a car thinking it was in park. Turns out it was in reverse.
Oh, no.
Left the door open, went back, hit a garage, ripped the door off.
Oh.
Thankfully, insurance took care of it. Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't.
Facebook Live, you guys can go to Star.
Stories are upsetting me, man.
Yeah. Was that Merrill? Merrill's up in California, Newport Beach, looking at the ocean, listening to the Morning Invasion.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome. Ah, I love Newport Beach. All right, 585 Live, you can text into the show. When we come back, our friend Sam Swan will be joining us, and we got a letter to tackle. It's titled, My Boss Told Me I Had to Wear Makeup.
Oh, man.
We know where this is going. We're going to need you to chime in when we come back.
This is Summer for Dummies.
That's me.
Summer is a time of year when you will experience hotness.
Where's this heat coming from?
Wetness.
Get 'em all!
Carpenter ants.
I used to work in
barbecues.
That's too much lighter fluid.
What? Ah!
Brush fires.
Quick, get the hose.
Snakes.
That's not the hose.
Firemen.
This your house?
It was.
Summer is also an excellent time to move.
Two bedrooms, two baths, built-in barbecue.
Ooh!
This has been Summer for Dummies.
The year is 2007. Apple released the iPhone. Microsoft debuted Windows Vista. Spotify did not exist. Netflix started streaming media. And Transformers hit theaters. Like, the first one. And Drew Carey took over for Bob Barker on The Price is Right. Back home, Dex wore mascara and studded belts for that punk rock look. Steve-O was just 36 years old and was about to get his first tattoo. And a fella you know as Teo had long hair and wore skinny jeans because he was in a rock band named Waverly, who happened to release their debut album, Conquering the Fear of Flight. Now, 10 years later, see Waverly live in concert. The reunion, Conquering the Fear of Flight. Plus, new music like Strangers in Love. And the classics you know, like Forgive and Forget. Praise and Adore.
I praise and adore you, lay it all down before.
And much more. It's July 23rd at Calvary Albuquerque, 7 p.m., $10 ahead. Get your tickets at Parchment's Bookstore.
Lail. Bigger, smaller. Star.
I'm so glad Sam's here.
Good morning, everybody.
I love you. Give me a hug.
Welcome to the show. It is Friday.
Heck yeah, man. Best time.
July 7. 8:03.
High today of 96 degrees.
Traffic.
Now they decided to do some new road construction at I-25, Paseo del Norte. The on and off ramps.
Oh, yeah.
It's going on through October 27th. I just wanted to make sure the interchange will have various shoulder closures and lane restrictions for landscape maintenance. No bigs. Just want to make sure that it's harder to drive near Paseo and the freeway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic!
This song is great.
Yeah. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
What's happening? Dude! Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
You are.
I am so glad to be here.
I am. Not just because of Spider-Man, but just because it's been a minute. And so
it's
good.
Well,
it's
last
good to
time
see
you were here was pretty pretty terrible for you.
Wait, I was mean, that no. the last time you were
was
here?
Was that the last time? Yeah, it was the last
time.
Wow! Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Then I Why do you got to bring up the past like an idiot?
I'm just kidding.
We're okay
because,
now. We're okay.
Sorry, bro. Yeah, because I came in. It wasn't horrible for me.
Oh, yes, it was.
For those that don't know, because we didn't even podcast that episode.
Why you got to bring it up, bro?
Okay. Yeah, we got into a kerfuffle.
Yes.
And argument.
We got it all worked out.
We got it all worked out.
Yeah,
it was like our first fight.
I know.
It was like marital counseling up in here.
Yeah.
I just wish Dex would stop being such a potty mouth.
Pretty sure everybody knows that's not true. They know who the mouth of the show is. It's not me.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not me.
So anyway, I went to camp after that.
Yeah.
Camp was good.
Oh, it's good, man. Yeah.
So it's excellent. All over. Camp, summer camp's all
my,
over.
My camping season.
Good.
I'm finished.
You retired now? Are you done?
I'm not retired, but I am
from
tired.
Camp?
Yes.
Okay.
Well. I am tired. In fact, the weekend I got last Friday, I got home. You know, in the late afternoon, after everything was over, and on Saturday, the Cubs were on TV, so I watched some Cubs baseball, sorta. I kind of slept in and out. And
sure, that's what you do.
Not because it was baseball, but because I'm just exhausted.
Yeah, I bet.
And I find in the afternoon about 1:30. Since then, because I've been working this whole week, and I've been in my office this whole week.
Yeah.
I hope Dr. Bunce isn't listening. been sitting at my desk, and at 1:30, I just feel this really deep, heavy, sleepy, how you do anyway in the afternoon, especially when it's hot. But mine is even more strong, so I go and get me a cold brew and wakes me right up.
Heck yeah, man.
Good to go, bro.
Good.
Yeah.
Got any good camp stories to share, or maybe you can't share them? I don't know.
The biggest thing is that between the 3 weeks of camp, we had a bunch of students get saved.
Really?
Of course, there's always a bunch that make a renewal of their commitment because they are challenged with the truth. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah, challenged with
too.
The truth.
That
and
too.
And some, yes, because it is camp.
Yeah.
And we even had a handful of kids feel like God is calling them to vocational ministry. And we still need folks to surrender to vocational ministry, to do, to pastor churches, to plant churches, to
take
children's
over
ministers,
your job
to
when
take
you decide
over
to retire.
When I decide to retire, which is not anytime soon, I hope. Just some amazing things. At the end of the week, on the third week, the camp pastor got up. I let him have a final, asked him to do a final challenge, Friday morning, the celebration, where we show the final video and all that stuff like that. So I asked him to do a little challenge. And before he did that, he said, let me just ask you a question. How many of you in this room had some type of significant encounter with the Lord this week, whether it was getting saved or renewing your commitment or surrendering new ministry, or just God tweaked something in your life, something big, something little. And this camp had about 200 and, I don't know, two with staff and everybody, probably 230, something like that. Over 50 people stood up when he said that. So I don't know what the breakdown of the specific decisions,
great.
But that was, and that's just the people who decided they want to stand up in front of the whole crowd, which is pretty intimidating to do that.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because Isotopes Park, when we did Freedom Celebration, there was, what did they say, 6,000 people, and about 1,500 people gave their life to Christ.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
Yeah, so outstanding. That percentage seems about right.
Yeah, it was. I was very excited. We do camp not just so that lost students will get saved.
Yeah,
I mean that's obviously one of the goals, but really camp is kind of like the entire youth ministry in a week. We want to share the gospel. We want lost students to come to know Christ. We want students who are already saved to maybe ramp up their commitment a little bit. It's overall discipleship.
Fuel the fire.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's great because I love camp ministry because it pulls them away from their regular routine. And at our camps, we don't even have a lot of extra stuff. You can go to some bigger camps that have all kinds of extra stuff, crazy zip lines and all kinds of stuff like that. And we have a couple of little element things like that for like free time activities, but it's mostly just getting away. And because at both of our camps, there's no cell service, so we don't even have to worry. We don't even have to have a cell phone policy.
Nice,
because they haven't haven't been able to build towers back
That's
where
cool.
we have our kids.
Yeah, I love it really that, is. Where you can just get yeah. out and get away from everything yeah. that you usually
And it's an easy decision. We don't have to try to decide, yeah. should we take our phones away from our students? Should we make it a camp policy? Yeah. Should we put it on the church group? Should we, you know, we have all these questions. Well, we don't have to answer those questions because we don't have any towers yeah. to allow us to have any cell service. So
That's cool.
Of course, it's a bummer when you want to call into the radio show and say hi.
I get it.
To your favorite yeah. radio show, The Morning Invasion.
I know.
Hey, can you say all right, all right, all right?
All right, all right, all right.
Remember, the star's like, dude, never noticed Sam totally sounds like Matthew McConaughey.
He does.
Yeah. I just got to get me a Lincoln Continental.
Oh, man. Dude.
And fall backwards into a pool wearing a tuxedo.
Dude. Did you get good trailers yesterday before Spider-Man?
I didn't see the McConaughey trailer.
You didn't see the Gunslinger?
They didn't play it.
Man.
They played some of the other really good trailers that I'm yeah. very excited. Oh, I saw the Last Jedi trailer.
We didn't get that.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't get that one.
I want to go through a time warp thing and go to December right now.
We got a trailer for a movie where I was like, I will not see that movie because the trailer made me weep like a little kid.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sure if you saw this trailer, you're a sensitive man. You probably cried. Did you get the trailer for the little boy who had, like, had all these surgeries?
No.
Oh, gosh.
No. I wouldn't have been able to make it through Spider-Man.
No, because it was just like this... It's just the story of this little boy who, like, had to have, like, reconstruct his ears and his face and all these different things. And it's, like, this just story about this little boy in elementary school, like, getting picked on because, you know, and standing out from the crowd. And it was just like, oh, gosh. Ugh. I'm, like, crying thinking about it.
Wait, I saw that. That was called The Elephant Man.
Yeah, that's honestly, that's like kind of what it was, except it's a little boy in, like, school getting picked on by... Jerk kids.
Mean.
Yeah.
Meanie.
Because he looks different.
Don't be mean.
Dude. Yeah. So I got that trailer. And
what's the name of that movie? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh. I'll have to wipe away the tears.
You're so weepy, you can't remember.
I'm not even kidding, man. It was like, nope.
Why do people like to watch movies like that?
I don't know.
I will not watch movies like that.
No.
Because I know I'll just bawl.
So yeah. I don't even know how to search for that. I don't even know how to Google that one.
Yeah.
But we also got the trailer for, I never saw the first one, and so I need Starmie help here. Did you guys see Daddy's Home, the Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg movie? Did anybody see that movie?
I didn't see it. I remember when it came out.
Daddy's Home?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Daddy's Home 2 looks
yes!
so good.
Did you get the trailer for Daddy's Home 2?
No, they didn't play that for us.
It's Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, yeah. and you know, they're like co-dads, right?
One's a stepdad, yeah. and one's the real stepdad, one's a dad.
And so Will Ferrell's like the nerdy stepdad, and then, you know, Mark Wahlberg, the dad. And their dads come to visit.
Oh my gosh.
And so it's like... And Mel Gibson is Mark Wahlberg's dad.
Oh,
and he's really so cool funny. And right. And then John Lithgow is Will Ferrell's dad. I'm like, I got to see this movie. Yeah. This trailer, I was
Daddy's
crying.
Home,
I was laughing so hard.
The first one was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I love Mark Wahlberg. I don't know why I've never seen this movie.
It's pretty funny. I don't know if that's on Netflix. Maybe I'll have to try that.
I think it's actually on Hulu. Do you have Hulu?
I have Hulu. Yep.
I saw it pop up there.
I'm hip, bro. I got Hulu.
It's from the book Wonder. Thank you, Clopez. Okay. It's called Wonder, the story of the little boy. And okay. I'm not kidding. I was like, well, I'm definitely not going to see this movie because the trailer.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah, dude. Owen Wilson.
No, I haven't even seen that. It's based
on the New York Times bestseller, tells the inspiring, incredible, heartwarming story of August Pullman, a boy with facial differences who enters fifth grade. Oh, man. Yeah, it's his first time attending like a mainstream elementary school.
Oh, okay.
But he's had to have facial reconstructive surgery and all these things, and he's just different.
And he wears an astronaut's helmet.
Yeah, that's because he doesn't want people to see his face.
Oh.
Because he's had so many surgeries and he's worried that everyone's going to
pick on him. Why would the parents put him in school? That's terrible.
Dude.
Bad parents.
I'm not even kidding. I watched the trailer and it was I want to go fight bullies across the room here.
I'm not sure that I could.
Yeah.
See, I'm watching the trailer with the sound off.
Don't you watch that trailer?
Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Why is it terrible, jerk?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to cry right now. Okay.
Dude, Mandy Patinkin is in it.
Really?
Yeah, the cast looks phenomenal. But it's definitely one of those movies where it's like, you're just going to cry a lot. And then you're going to go out and hopefully do something to end bullies.
I'll wait till that one comes out.
Yeah.
Wait till that one comes out. Hashtag end bullies.
Yeah.
I know. Are you allowed to bring in your own box of Kleenex to the theater for that kind of...
Man.
I'll tell you what. If you go to my Instagram, at Steve O'Jeets, I tagged the movie theater because I can't say it on the air. But we walked in there with full Dion's pizzas.
Really?
All kinds of stuff. And I just walked up to the counter and was like, hey, man, can we eat this in here? And they're like, yeah, you can. I mean, it was like totally cool.
Wow.
And it's a new theater down in the South Valley area. And, you know, and so that's where we went. And we didn't even have to wait in line for the first showing. I got a cool Spider-Man action figure for free.
Dude.
Went to the first showing. There was like no line.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like what time did I saw your post? You.
7 o'clock. We went to the 7 o'clock.
We went to 7:30. And we went to a place where you can reserve seats.
Yeah.
But not where you can see, eat a you full
didn't reserve,
dinner.
You didn't even reserve them. Okay. Yeah.
So
you couldn't reserve seats or anything. So we were worried and we got there. And
dude, that's crazy. Maybe because everybody likes the later premieres.
Yeah.
So the earlier ones.
I think it's because not a lot of people even know it exists. It's a full IMAX theater, but it's down in the South Valley off like Rio Bravo.
Yeah. Okay.
And so not a lot of people. So we always go there for like the big releases. Because there's no way.
Nobody
wait.
Goes down there.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's like the one that we went to. We've done that before. We saw Civil War.
Okay.
In that one that's at Central and Tramway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we didn't even wait. Of course, we got our seats because it's the kind you have to reserve the seat ahead of time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, the theater wasn't even crowded.
Isn't that crazy?
At the end of the movie last night, not the very, 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 very end.
Right. Don't spoil anything.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Phenomenal. You wait till the very, very, very
every
end.
Marvel movie, you need to wait till the extreme end.
Yeah. I'm still surprised that people get up and walk out when the credits start.
I know. I'm like,
what are you doing?
They're probably like, you know what? I'll just go online tomorrow and watch it.
Nah, but it's worth it.
Oh, it's totally worth it.
It's very, very, very worth it to wait till the very, very end.
I almost texted you. I pulled my phone out and said, I'm going to text Steve-O. Brenda's sitting right next to me.
I texted Matt.
I said, I'm going to text Steve-O and ask, should I stay to the very, very end? And Brenda goes, let's just stay.
Yeah.
Don't bother Steve-O.
Of course, no, it didn't matter. Okay.
Credit scenes.
I texted Matt because he you know, Nashville time, so an hour ahead, he went to the 7 o'clock showing out there. Yeah. So I just said, how many post-credit scenes are there?
Yeah.
Two. Okay, thank you.
There's that. Well, the one is kind of mid-credit, and then the very post.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. It's the best post-credit ending
ever
that I've ever seen.
Same here.
I nearly
even Guardians of the Galaxy.
I nearly tripped.
Best post credits
with Teenage Groot because that was pretty good.
In the
best post credit. That's all he's going to say. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
too.
I can't say.
I'm 150,000% in agreement with him.
I laughed so hard. I was giggling all the way to the car.
Me too.
Dex, I'm telling you, man, it is the funniest thing.
I'm leaving right after the show.
Yet
to watch
so
it.
Simple.
Right.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Oh my
favorite
goodness.
favorite
yeah
it's yeah, yeah we're gushing we don't have to we'll I'll stop gushing.
And at the end of the movie there was applause. It was great.
Oh, that's when you know it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Oh man, I loved. And we, like I said, we were down off Rio Bravo, you know what I mean? We were like in you know,
way down there,
South Valley.
Yeah.
I was very stoked at our audience. There were a few gasps, there were a few cheers, there was clapping,
and all in the right places.
All in the right places. And man, there's a few surprises.
Yeah.
There was a few things that greatly surprised me that I was not expecting.
Yeah.
Marvel did a really good job not spoiling anything.
Oh man,
phenomenal.
Everything that happened where there was an audience response, a spontaneous audience response.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen any of that. They didn't let any of that leak out.
Yeah,
they like didn't the know. One we were talking about off air.
Yep.
When that happened, I was shocked at there was a collective gasp.
Same
in the entire theater.
It was
oh my gosh,
Dexter,
it was so good. Dex, are you going to go see it?
We're going as soon as the show's over.
Oh, going, bro.
We're going today.
Good.
So good. Maybe not as soon as the show's over because I actually have to.
No, I'm out.
I have to do the podcast. So
I'm leaving right after the show.
I wish I could go with you guys.
Put that together.
3D, bro. 3D. We're going to eat churros and watch Spider-Man.
Now, here's a question, because
she bought me a
churro. People want to know, you know, people chimed in earlier, because I'm telling you, it's my favorite Marvel film.
Yeah.
And more than that, it's probably my favorite comic book film of all time. I still
have saying something.
Like original Batman and the first Christopher Reeve Superman movie have very special places in my heart.
Absolutely.
But this is on par. Like, last night, we were driving home, and my kids were freaking out.
Yeah.
And Brody is gushing. And Brody doesn't normally, like, he'll enjoy the movie and he'll laugh at certain things, but it really captured every age. Like, every age there was something, and they did it so well that it's so phenomenal that I just kept thinking, this is going to be that movie that when my kids are older, they're going to look back and say, like when I remember seeing Return of the Jedi with my dad at the movie theater, they're going to say, I remember seeing Spider-Man Homecoming, because it's that good.
Yeah.
It's that film. So people wanted to know, like, can I take my kids to it? I mean, Pastor.
I will say this. Yep. That I was a little, the only thing that darkened the experience for me, that put a slight shadow, let me say it that
way.
A slight shadow for the experience for me, was there was a little bit more language than I expected.
Yeah.
I was mildly disappointed about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because every Marvel movie has a little bit of language. In fact, they even kind of poke fun at Cap in some of the movies about it. You know. And of course I would fall on the side of Cap anyway, as far as that kind of speaking. But in this one, the one thing that we did talk about, besides gushing about all the coolness of the movie, was that I wish they would have toned back the language just a little bit.
Was it the whole high school experience?
It wasn't even necessarily the high schoolers. It was the bad guy.
Oh, was the bad guy.
A couple of times. Few times.
Yeah.
And even once or twice, one of the high schoolers. But mostly it was the bad guy.
But never Peter Parker.
Never Peter Parker.
That made me very, very
happy. I was
happy.
Very pleased by that.
And I know that sounds dumb, but honestly, as a father, even I love Guardians of the Galaxy, especially the first one. The second was good. The first one is my jam. But even when the Guardians, like when Chris Pratt's character, because he's kind of rough around the edges, so when he cusses, like your kids emulate their heroes, and they will repeat everything their heroes say. And so there's a couple times where they're like,
we don't say that.
Don't say what Star-Lord said there. Peter, never.
Yeah.
Like he's just a good... He plays that good kid, which is why I loved Spider-Man as a kid, was because he was this average, everyday guy. He wasn't invincible like Superman. He didn't have all the money in the world like Batman with all the crazy gadgets and all these things. He was just a kid.
Who got
bit by a spider, man. And they did a really good job with
that. The thing I'm worried about is people going out trying to find spiders to be bitten. So that they can turn into spider people.
Which they actually talk.
Did they really?
They covered that. Well, no, they covered that in the film.
There's a moment in the film. The spider dies.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a great scene.
That
kid who plays Ned.
Yep.
Oh, phenomenal. My gosh, Steve-O. He was the perfect. Yeah. That was a perfect compliment.
Guys,
Dex, you're going to lose your mind.
Somebody said, just tuning in, what movie are you guys talking about? Talking about Spider-Man Homecoming, releases today in theaters. Yeah. And it truly, it's one of those...
It's very, very well done.
Every single... Mark Webb, the director, he directed 500 Days of Summer. So he's known for more like rom-coms and stuff like that. But it very much feels like a Breakfast Club or I Can't Hardly Wait, like a high school movie film wrapped up with superheroes and Michael Keaton. Brilliant. Just all around the cast is brilliant.
I have forever been a Michael Keaton fan.
Yeah.
From the days of Mr. Mom.
Oh, dude, yes! Yes!
Irv, we were never on aisle 7, I'm telling you. I love Michael Keaton. And every time I see him in something,
he gets
better and better and better.
He gets better with age, man.
And I am telling you that as the villain in this movie, he is creepy good. Oh, my gosh, Dex. It was.
He's one of my favorite actors. I can't wait.
I almost walked out of there going, I don't know if I should like Michael Keaton anymore.
that's the best villain, though.
I'm convinced that he's a villain. Dude, I'm telling you.
I like his villain.
I'm strangely attracted and repulsed at the same time. Oh, he did such a phenomenal
job. Because the Vulture in the comic books isn't necessarily like an arch nemesis.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man has a huge rogues gallery. They could go anywhere with any of the villains. He's not the Green Goblin.
He's not out to conquer the world.
Nope.
He's just trying to provide.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And that's it.
Yeah.
He's trying to make a living. He's the Walter White villain, and it's perfect.
Yeah. So he's just stealing stuff and then dealing arms.
I love it.
Can't wait, man.
Oh, dude.
Good review.
Yeah.
Good review.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're right. I apologize. Mark Webb totally didn't direct it. You're right. I apologize. I'm saying
direct
Mark
what?
Webb, and he totally directed.
You call yourself a nerd.
I am. I know.
I'm a nerd.
I was confused.
I am not.
It was John Watts, of course, who directed the Kevin Bacon cop film, which is Cop Car. So Mark Webb directed the Amazing Spider-Man.
There you go.
I apologize. You're right, nerd.
All right.
You out-nerded me. Somebody wants you to say, all right again.
All right.
Yeah, they did not take the Lord's name in vain in this film. Somebody said, at least they didn't say this, because that did not happen in this film.
That's true.
There's one joke that I was like, ah, you know, that I won't ruin. Oh, but like, there was one joke that I was like, eh.
I remember that. Yeah, I wish they could have dialed that back.
But it made sense in the moment.
Okay. I feel so left out, you guys.
You are. Sorry.
You won't be after today.
Good.
What time are you guys going to go?
Sometime right after the show,
I think. If you go after lunch, I can go with you.
Which, by the way...
Can you wait that long?
I don't know if
can you wait that long?
Somebody chimed in and said,
we'll
FYI, the original Iron Man has always been the highest rated Marvel film on Rotten Tomatoes at a 94 for critics and a 91 for audiences. Currently, Spider-Man Homecoming is at a 94 for critics and a 92 for audiences.
Wow.
So 1 point
it's
above the
up.
Original Iron Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There you go.
I'm telling you, it's one of the best movies.
I'm glad you loved it, because I'm biased. Spider-Man's been, you know, since I was a little kid, man. Yeah. It's like X-Men, Spider-Man especially, because you can relate to him.
Right.
I'm glad you really enjoyed it.
I did. Good. I did. I wanted to text you so bad, but it was late, and I know you have an early morning.
I was up to like 1 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't sleep.
I
was
see
so
that
giddy.
You did like when I posted the picture of us in front of in front of the poster.
Oh, man.
And I did see that you were one of the early likes.
You
so
totally.
I thought, oh, he's still
you,
up.
Oh, I was up. I'm not even being funny, guys. I couldn't sleep last
I'm
night
sure.
because it was like, they did it. They did it. It's the best thing I'll
That's
ever see.
That's exactly how I felt after the Cubs won the World Series.
You're like crying. Me and Teo were like gushing like little girls last night, texting each other back and forth. And then this moment, I know. And then this.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll stop now. I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't think you will, but
Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. He's the amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. Okay.
Lovely,
I'm going to leave you guys because you've got Sam now. You don't need me. I'm going to go see it again.
No.
I'll see you guys later.
No.
You can't do that. That's
if anyone's
not fair.
Leaving, I have to leave.
That's not fair.
Okay?
That's true. That's very, very true.
I'm going to.
All right, before we go to break, let's kick this off.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's for.
585 Live, you can text us or go to Facebook Live. Leave a comment there. Listen to the show. Hit that share button if you're on Facebook Live right now. I titled this letter, "My Boss Told Me I Had to Wear Makeup." My boss told me that he wants me to start wearing makeup. I work in sales and have a very great reputation with my clients. I'm a woman who loves the natural look. In fact, I pride myself and not wearing makeup.
Okay.
I think this is a form of sexism in the workplace. No guys have to do anything to improve their appearance. How does wearing makeup make me better at my job? It's the question. Woo! I feel like this is going to be a hot topic.
Oh, man.
585 Live, you can text us. You can call us at 338-3700. So you got a boss who just told this sales lady, hey, I'm going to need you to start wearing makeup.
Okay, but here's a question. Taking it, and I'm not trying to like defend the dude in any way, shape, or form. Because it does immediately sound sexist. However, for dudes in sales, like even taking it to our building, our boy Stever, charge of sales here. Before he did that, you know, he wore polos or he wore, you know, remember Stever walking around.
Business wherever. Casual.
Yeah, whatever. Now, homie's like sporting ties, button-up shirts, nice slacks. So he had to change his attire as well. And
yeah,
a lot of people
a dress
in that
code, though.
Okay. That's exactly what I was getting to. That could very well be dress code, right? You
makeup?
Want,
you're putting that in the same category as a dress code?
I just did.
Oof.
I just did.
That was Steve-O cheater.
I mean, some people without makeup can look Studio. Extremely
okay.
homely, bro.
Wow. Take it back right now. No.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to tell you, man, there's something about a woman's natural beauty.
Oh, dude, have you seen my wife? She doesn't wear makeup.
I'm serious,
I
man.
I love that.
I think makeup sometimes can just, it just takes away.
Oh, I agree.
just how beautiful a woman can be.
Yeah. I 150,000% agree with everything you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm also saying, like, that could very well be a policy. Maybe it's like, hey, we
are you saying she needs it?
Maybe she does.
No.
I've never seen her.
Oh.
I mean,
Steve-O.
Shimon. Some people just need that extra help.
Honestly,
dog.
I don't think I've ever looked at a woman. I don't think I've ever looked at a woman and said, man, that woman needs either more makeup or needs makeup. I've never done that.
Yeah, but makeup can be done so well that you don't notice it, because a lot of times I'm willing to bet you that that girl that you think looks 100% naturally beautiful is probably wearing something.
Maybe.
Whether it's like a base, like you got some foundation.
Maybe if it's a light, sure.
Even if it's just like
nothing wrong.
Eyeliner or something.
I don't even have
simple.
A problem with makeup. I'm not saying I have a problem with makeup
I
at all.
I feel like you have a problem with makeup.
Wow, look at him trying to turn it around. I don't know. I think you're in a lot of hot water.
Somebody said, man. Guys do have to. I deal with customers one-on-one. My boss has gotten on top of me for my beard not being trimmed well enough, cleaned up.
Right.
That's true.
Cut hair in a particular way.
Somebody said some of the dental offices my girlfriend has worked at has been told that she has to wear makeup.
See, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm not okay with this. I'm not okay with this. I don't think you can put it in the same
does
category.
Does she sell makeup? Does she? If that's like
doesn't
in
say.
Sales? Because sometimes, you know, that'll, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you're selling.
I would imagine if you were selling makeup, you would.
You'd be sporting
makeup?
Yeah,
you'd be wearing the makeup that
you're
trying
to sell. Why you got to assume, man? Why you got to assume, bro? All right.
What do you guys think? If your boss told you, ladies, that you had to wear makeup, how would you feel? Because this lady who emailed us said she thinks it's a form of sexism.
Okay.
And she said, no guys have to do anything to improve their appearance, which...
I completely disagree with.
I agree with what you said, Steve-O, in a way. There's part of it I agree, because, yeah, you're right. Guys will have to shave sometimes. Yeah. They'll have to wear a suit and a tie.
Yeah.
So you're-
we have a pretty relaxed place here, but there are some places... I had a job once where I could not have facial hair whatsoever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You had to be very clean. You had to be shaven every day. So, like, got to shave regularly.
Yeah.
I know that's a little different, obviously, but people are chiming in left and right. Patrice says if she sells makeup, then yes. But otherwise, no. People have allergies. Maybe they break out. It's going to look even worse. Amethyst says if wearing makeup is not on the company dress policy, that's not okay, depending on the words her boss actually spoke to her. Kiriam says, changing her clothes to look professional is not the same thing as telling a woman she needs makeup. Come on, Steve-O. And Patrice also says, no. No.
No.
So many people chiming in on the live line as well. That was just Facebook.
Now, I will say this. If the other salesmen, as opposed to the sales lady, if they've also been called on the trimness of their beard or the style of their hair or something, then that's kind of equal opportunity criticism.
Mm,
yeah.
But if she's the only one being singled out, that's I got a problem with that.
Yeah. 338-3700, thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Talk to us. What do you think about this boss?
Point of view right now. There's so many men going on in there.
There you go.
I mean, I feel like I have a pretty good handle on this, though, but
you
fine.
You called it bait. Steve-O. I was like, whoa.
I mean...
I've worn stage makeup. Does that count?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of...
Awkward,
I have
like,
a nice strong jawline.
Like, it's such an opinion whether he thinks makeup is going to help her with her job or not, and what an awkward conversation to have as a boss to say, hey, you might do better if you do this, you know?
I don't know, man. Maybe that's why. I mean, it was definitely an awkward conversation, but it had to happen.
No.
It was so bad. He had to.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, man. That's...
Send That's your comments okay. to studio at Star.
Oh, I'm getting them. Trust me.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
Thank you for chiming in.
No, she hasn't even chimed in.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just so you guys know that I had a boss tell me that wearing makeup was essential to my job. And I disagreed because I'm a natural, you know, whatever. But I have seen just certain clients that I've been talking to and things like that. They unfortunately, I have to say it out loud, they respect me and respect my professionalism and all of that stuff when I'm, you know, thinking about the way that I look and the way that I'm presenting myself. So, just saying.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
guys.
Good insight.
People
from
are so mad at me.
Yeah,
I'm sure they are.
338-3700, and call us or text in at 585.
But in real life, come on! Take a look at any photo of my wife. Take a look at my wife. Does not wear makeup. I'm not a huge fan of makeup in real life. Like yeah. I'm obviously putting it on, not
okay.
makeup.
Okay, what would
I'm not
you
putting
do?
On makeup.
What would you do if Chrissy came home and said, "My boss said I have to start wearing makeup"?
I'd be like, "Why did you tell yourself to wear makeup? Because she's the boss." So first of all,
I knew that was coming.
But if her boss, if she had a boss,
yes.
and her boss said you have to start wearing makeup, I'd have a problem with it.
Yeah,
because it is very. In real life, because this really was an email we got, and I don't want this.
Yeah, how does that make her feel?
Like, right,
how
exactly.
does that make a woman feel when a man says that?
You have to wear makeup.
Gosh. And let me ask this question. I wonder if the boss was female, how she would respond.
Ooh.
If it now, I know I just created a huge hypothetical, and that's not what the letter is about.
No, it's not.
I think this lady is being unfairly treated. I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
The boss is a guy.
There's no doubt about it. But let's just throw that in the mix. Let's just see. If the boss was a lady
right.
and tells another lady, you have to wear makeup as part of your sales job, would that be a different conversation? Mm. Or is that still considered sexist? Because ladies can be sexist. Towards yeah. themselves,
it's
right?
True, yeah, yeah.
Or towards one another.
I can't win. Now I'm in trouble with my wife because she's like, "I do wear makeup, jerk."
Oh wow.
Okay. Well,
see, I would almost go to HR.
Well, you have to.
Yeah,
I'd go
to
HR and
be like,
because if
this
it's not
isn't okay,
yeah, if it's not in your dress code policy, which is that even covered under dress code?
I don't know.
Like, it's so vague. Let's be real. Dress code policies can be so vague. Where
some of the dress code policies I've seen,
I've never seen makeup specifically, but I'm willing to bet because HR they're so tricky, man. They can spin that to be like, well, actually, we're talking cleanliness and hygiene and this and that and look and
yes.
you know. Oh man, it's like, oh, you tricky lawyer, you.
Yeah,
because
Trisha on Facebook,
not our HR though. Our HR is amazing.
Trisha on Facebook said makeup is different than beard cleanliness, and I have to agree with that.
Is how?
I just think, well, because think about it, how different it is for us guys. We don't put a beard on like a woman puts her makeup on.
No, but we have to.
You
groom.
Don't. Some do. Yeah, there
we
you
have
go.
To
some
groom our
groom
beard
and
or
they
trim
make it.
It
yeah, make yeah. it look nice, and you got
because
like,
the difference between a guy who looks yeah. even a guy with a super duper long beard, you know, like he looks like he just came out of the mountains. If it's nicely trimmed, that's
yeah.
not. But if it looks wild and crazy, like a crazy person.
Yeah, you're right. I know it's different
because
for every
makeup
guy.
Can make you look like a crazy person as well.
Yeah,
I'm not even being
true,
funny.
Yeah.
It's like,
wait till they get a load of me.
Yeah, dude, I'm serious.
That's what
I'm
she
not
should
a
do.
Fan
she
of-
should just
oh my gosh. Oh, Dex, that would be great.
She should
that's
just
okay.
On a best
time. You didn't say
makeup.
What kind of makeup, so here I am.
She comes
she looks
like Kiss.
Oh, see, I was thinking and like Mimi from like the Drew Carey show. You're like,
or she could do like the Jack Nicholson. Take a video of herself and post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Wait till he gets a load of me.
By the way, somebody chiming in, Southwest Airlines actually requires makeup. Manicure, your hair done. That's the only place I've ever heard of requiring makeup. But, I mean, they said maybe. I don't want to say this because this is a human being.
Steve-o.
This is a member of the Starmie and not myself. Said, this is the same Southwest person. Maybe they are on the less attractive side. It still doesn't make it okay.
Yeah.
I could see if she were uncleanly, stinky, and what? Was asking her to shower, but maybe. Somebody said I went on a job interview with Hollister, and they were adamant that you had to look as natural as possible and couldn't wear makeup.
Wow.
You had to look, quote, beachy, was their words.
Yeah.
So...
Just
is
go
that
roll
like
around in the sand.
Right? Where it's like, but I want to look my... No, bro, yeah. Look like you just woke up. I could totally work there.
Yeah,
gosh, that would be awesome at Hollister.
Dude, how did you get your bedhead? I just woke
up,
bro.
I woke up, bro.
Let me recap the letter we got. This member of the Starmie emailed us, said, my boss told me that he wants me to start wearing makeup. I work in sales. I have a very great reputation with my clients. I'm a woman who loves the natural look. In fact, I pride myself... and not wearing makeup. I think this is a form of sexism in the workplace. No guys have to do anything to improve their appearance.
Mm.
How does wearing makeup make me better at my job? She's pretty fired up, guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's sales. So if you're prettier, you're going to get the better sales.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Celeste, listen, I love you. Don't kill me.
Why is your computer smoking?
I'm now specifically saying things to make my friend Celeste mad.
Celeste, get him. Get him. He's being serious right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, he is. He was talking to me off the air.
No, I was not, you liar.
There's going
to
be.
Don't you get me in trouble.
There's going to be a murder in the studio.
Thank you for calling. Good morning.
Morning, fellas. This is the Wire Guy. How are you?
Oh, Wire Guy.
Hi, Wire Guy.
Just wanted to give my opinion. It's male, purely male, but it's from the side of sales.
Okay.
I'm a small business owner. I'm a general contractor, and I work in the field with my guys. I run four guys, and basically, I don't want to dirty my clothes all the time.
Yeah.
So I wear literally the same clothes throughout the week.
Yeah.
I'll change my underwear, change that, you know, do that stuff. But I wear it, and I look ridiculous. So here's the crazy thing, though. I take the kind of the side of, in sales, become all things to all people that I might sell some, if you will. And that being said, appearances, I've lost bids because I don't look the part of a general contractor. Because I'm filthy. Most general contractors are, you know, they drive up in a big truck. They drive up and, you know, and they get out. And they're very well manicured, very pretty, and, you know, wearing the best kind of, you know, Red Wing shoes and all that stuff. I don't. I wear a bunch of jacked up tennis shoes. I'm wearing, you know, a ripped t-shirt and all of that stuff. So, yeah, there is a percentage of people that look down on that and probably wouldn't spend money with me because I look like a homeless person half the time. But that being said, I'm not sure if that also, I guess, basically makes me a less of a general contractor. It doesn't make me less professional, nor does it.
Right. Yeah.
Nor do I lack knowledge. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the basis of her doing better in sales would be complemented by just applying a little bit of more makeup.
Well, Wire Guy, let me tell you something. I'm actually reading an article from Forbes magazine that backs up the fact that putting on makeup would actually help her specifically in the arena of sales. In fact, it's not just makeup for females, but dudes getting rid of that belly because, let's be honest, guys, in sales, you're sitting behind a desk all day. You need to go to the gym, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying...
Maybe that's why I lost out.
For women and men in sales who advance the most at their work, according to multiple studies, one from Cornell University, this one I found on Forbes, the more, quote, attractive, thinner, taller, or more youthful appearances will get the earlier promotions, greater wages. And so according to Forbes magazine and the study at Cornell University, they found that appearance with women and men in leadership, specifically body weight, facial appearance, all of this, they all say that, yeah, as much as it stinks, the truth is you will be more successful, based solely on appearance. So
men certainly looks at the outward appearance.
Men and women. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. According to the multiple studies.
It makes sense. It does.
Well, yeah, of course it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's unfortunate. It's sad, but it is still the truth. And so, yeah. Thanks, Wire Guy. In fact, when white females in this landmark study from Cornell University put on weight, their wages dropped.
Wow.
Yeah. This is terrible. According to a 2007 paper from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are I can't even speak, man, because I'm like dumbfounded.
Statistics.
Statistically, significant wage penalties for overweight or obese white women and men. White women are the only race gender group actually over which weight has a statistically significant effect on the wage, though. The obese take a bigger hit with a wage loss of 12%. It leads to negative stereotypes as far as your appearance, as far as your maintenance, your care for yourself. So how will you take care of your clients? How will you take care of if you don't, quote, care about your appearance?
Right.
And so as unfortunate as it is, yeah, no, looking at all these, the best looking or, quote, most attractive females, the top one-third make 10 to 12% more annually in sales based upon their appearance alone.
Wow.
Had nothing to do with their qualifications or anything else.
So what if this boss, he took a different approach, and the approach was he brought up a study like you just shared with us, and he said, listen, you don't have to if you don't want to, but here's some stats. I would really like for you, you know, maybe don't single her out. But maybe she's the only one that isn't wearing makeup.
And here's what's terrible is it's so funny how, according to these different studies, attraction matters, but if you're too attractive, quote unquote, it's also detrimental.
Oh.
So it's like you have to be in this weird middle. Okay.
I knew it.
Okay. According to this study, they were interviewed by CNN. They said it's a symmetry of features. You can't be too attractive. You can't be perfect, because if it's perfect, then it's considered bland. And you also lost wages because people don't trust you because you're too plastic. You're too fake. And so, yeah, dude, this is unfortunate. It's not cool and it's not fair. It's just where we're at.
Yeah. Okay.
Man.
My boss told me I had to wear makeup is the title of the letter. Thank you for calling. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. It's Frank in Massachusetts.
Hey, Frank. What up, Frank?
Frank.
Hey. You know, I actually had to deal with this. My previous job 3 years ago, I was a branch manager of a staffing company, and I used to staff various levels from entry to professional level, and also account managers and sales and stuff. And I've had some issues with business owners. I initially hired a person where they represent themselves in a professional manner with makeup or without makeup, or with makeup, with standard dress attire. And so it came down to exactly what their HR or their handbook said. So in the specifics of that handbook. So if this lady's handbook or employee handbook says that, you know, the men have to shave and that the women have to, you know, there's a certain terminology used in reference to makeup that should be used in moderately or whatever it is. And that's really the guideline on, you know, and I see both sides of it. In a professional sense, you know, you have somebody representing your company. That's what you're hiring for. Me personally, I love the natural look, you know, and I think that brings some type of, you know, quality as well to that presentation. Mm-hmm. But bottom line, it's what the handbook says. And, you know, if she can prove that the handbook's really vague, then she's good. She can walk in or nothing. But, you know, I had to deal with this, and it was kind of interesting.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Cool. All right, brother.
Later, man. 338-3700 if you want to call in, or you can text us at 585-LIVE.
Please be my friend.
Is this Steve-O's friend?
Hi, darling.
It's our girl! Oh, Sally.
Hi.
First of all, I would like to start this conversation by saying I love you so very, very, very much.
Oh, wow.
So I love you, too.
Okay, good.
Are you fired up, okay. Celeste?
Yeah.
My
phone's blowing up, yo.
Well, I was because Steve was kidding.
No, he wasn't.
I'm playing devil's advocate. No, somebody's got to tell that girl she needs to put some makeup on shoes.
Let's not get into our own personal history with that.
There we go.
It won't do you well, sir.
Okay.
All right. So, what I will say is that regardless of whether it's in the handbook or not, she's fighting basically what is a social construct.
Yep.
Historically, we have required women to be desirable, objectifiable objects instead of allowing them to be humans that have the choice to choose whether or not they want to be beautiful or not.
Now,
that's a whole, like, system of thought.
Right.
Now, she can choose to do that or not, but, like, it's still something that is to require somebody to have to do that. Like, somebody can choose to do that or not, and that's their choice. But to require someone to do that is, I think, out of line. So it may be in the handbook, HR handbook.
Yeah.
But it is, like, you have to realize that it is a social construct. Now, I always tell guys to do this, to, like, put yourself, to flip it around.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry to say, like, pretend you're a woman. Pretend you're a girl growing up this way, being told that you need to be desirable. In the same way, guys have these standards of you need to be strong, you need to be emotionless. You know, and these things that we kind of do and we kind of tear ourselves apart in order to fit these certain parts of the gender role system.
Right.
And we kind of hurt ourselves in that way. So that would be my take on it, is that it is just something that can, it's a tool socially that continues to tell women they have to be a certain way right. in order to be accepted or to be okay. Right. And so in that stance, I would say it's not okay and it's not right and it's not fair anymore. And it's time, I think, to take those levels of expectation for women down to a place that is normal and kind of a little more where guys are at. Because if you'll notice, you guys keep talking about beards and guys have to do their hair. But women, we have to take care of our facial hair as well.
Right.
We have to take care of our hair as well. And then also the makeup thing,
yeah.
you know, and also like everyone needs to be in shape. So it's a whole thing about, you know, identity and just in looking a certain way. It's definitely superficial. It's not beauty of the heart. You know, it's not beauty of the mind. It's all just outward appearance. So, there's, I mean, it gets complicated for us as Christians as well, you know, to get to that point. But
boom.
That's my soapbox.
Love it. That was awesome.
I'm good with that soapbox.
Well said.
Right?
Yeah. Well said.
Okay.
Everything usually is.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
You're just so perfect, Celeste.
No, she's not perfect because, look, you just yeah. objectified her, you idiot.
I didn't mean it that
God,
way.
God, you idiot!
I'm sorry.
If you had said you look so perfect, then I would have been like, that hurts my heart a little bit. You completely yeah. ignored my heart and just looked at my face. But no, mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. I get it.
Your
I just want to make sure.
So perfect.
There you go.
Thank you're, you.
There.
No,
oh my
no
gosh.
It is not. It is
oh
simple and broken. So,
so let's
anyway.
Go see Spider-Man. So let's go see Spider-Man. Go see it right now. Go see it today.
Okay.
It's the best. It's
I
the
for
best.
Sure will do that.
Okay. All right.
Yay!
Love Bye. You. Thanks. Love you.
Much love, guys.
All right.
See you.
I love that girl so much. So many people chiming in. Celeste is right, says one. Why is dad bod acceptable?
Oh, dad bod.
But women are expected to be Hollywood gorgeous throughout their lives.
Good call. Good call, guys.
Yeah.
Should actors and actresses not be forced to wear makeup? I mean, you think about this. Anybody you see, like on the news now, especially it's HD, if you don't think when you're rocking SportsCenter, those dudes, those anchors are not wearing serious makeup, you're crazy.
I know.
Like, and sometimes you can tell, and it's... Ugh.
I know. I'm actually kind of thinking that we should start wearing makeup. Because
not going to happen.
We're on Facebook
yeah,
Live.
Yeah, Facebook Live right there.
Or we could use a cool filter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool filters on there.
Do they have a makeup filter?
I mean, think so, yeah.
Somebody else said hashtag millennials say the darndest things.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said, oh, dear Lord, a feminazi. Social construct. I swear, if this show turns into SJW, I will be so disappointed in you, Dex.
SJW.
I don't know.
S-J-W.
Somebody said she has a great personality.
She's got such a great personality.
Oh my.
Because here's the thing. I mean, she's not wrong in that
she's
in
not.
The objectifying of women.
Not at all.
At all.
Just look at all the billboards.
Right.
Around town.
Oh, yeah.
Magazines. Yeah. On the show.
I mean, you can't swing a dead cat without seeing something like that.
I would also say on the flip side, if this girl has a job where attraction and you want to be, you know, you're trying to get the most out of the sales and blah, blah, blah. You take a look at these studies in Forbes and all this, because it's not just women. It's men getting the jobs as well because of their physical appearance.
But
find a different gig,
yeah,
man.
But how
you're in that place where you're trying to sell.
And the other thing is how successful is success? I mean, if she's
yeah.
producing a lot of sales for the company,
yeah.
who cares what she looks
she
like?
She says she has a great reputation.
And then they're
her
saying,
clients.
Then yeah. they're saying, we want to increase your sales. Well,
yeah.
Well, how much is enough?
Right.
For that, I mean,
no,
if you're
going to
use that as an excuse, how much is
yeah.
it? Then that, I
but
mean, that brings up
tough,
a whole
though.
Other thing about how you measure success and how,
right. for
and
you,
how especially as believers,
that.
Are we supposed to even in the business world as believers in the business world.
Right.
We want to be successful, but how do we define that? How
right.
successful? Do we want to just make a living or do we want to make a killing?
Right. Well, see, and that's it. And people are like, well, somebody just said, oh, social justice warrior, by the way, SJW.
Oh.
Somebody else said, I do agree with what Celeste said, but I do think there's a difference between asking someone to look professional and objectifying them. It might be a fine line, though.
That's true. That's a good point.
Somebody else said, I love what Celeste said. I totally agree with the freedom to choose. I don't wear makeup, but I do look professional for work. So it's a matter of... And as unfortunate as it is, because it does stink that we are seriously talking about this, the bottom line is, with this job, however you measure success... If this is what's going down, I'm not saying that what that boss did is acceptable, and maybe
yeah.
you do need to talk to HR.
Yeah.
You do need to talk to HR. But yeah, man, that's where we're at as a culture. Somebody chimed in and reminded us of this very real fact. Kennedy, JFK, beat Richard Nixon.
Because...
And a lot of people point to the very first TV debate. Richard Nixon refused to wear makeup at their first television debate. National TV debate. And, you know, it was brand, it's a new thing at the time. He refused. And JFK's like, make doll me up, man.
Yeah.
And he crushed him.
Yeah, because we look at appearance. Yeah.
We
it's
do.
Kind of, it's kind of disgusting.
Seriously.
It really is.
Seriously.
Which again, is a result of the fallen world that we live in.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we have to give in to it, necessarily.
Right.
I mean, you know, we hold...
But how do you change it?
Well, I don't know that we... I don't know that we can change it.
I think what we do is... If she stands up, if she believes in standing up for... this cause, then you stand up
it could
and you
cost
find
her
another
her job.
Job.
I was just about to say, okay, Aaron Brockovich, but here's the thing. Yeah. Like, it could, she does have, like Celeste said, you have the right to choose. You do.
Yeah.
Right. And unfortunately, that employer also has the right to be like, okay, cool, well, this is my gig.
Right.
And if he's the owner, you know, if it's not just a manager, like, this is his company, sorry, man.
Which then, in the long run, it's better for her not to work for this company in the first place.
Exactly.
If it's going to cost her job, and it may be tough times ahead because jobs aren't, you know, readily available necessarily in sales.
Right.
I mean, I don't know because I don't work in the area of sales. But if she really wants to take the stand and help change the system,
right?
Either she can fight with this system because we don't know if this is a small company or a large corporation, which makes it.
And if a corporation, then that's tough.
It's that's really tough.
Really
if it's
hard
a smaller,
to change.
If it's a smaller business, then maybe she can negotiate and work things out with the owner or the, you know, whoever this person is that is her boss, as she says in the letter. But sometimes we just have to take a stand and say, you know what, I am not going to subject myself to that kind of treatment. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'll stand up. I'll try it.
If they decide and
they ignore her or they say, no, we're not going to change it. You either do this or you're going to be gone. Mm-hmm. She says, well, then I'm gone and then she can find,
I
which
feel
makes
like,
it hard.
Especially as Christians, we have to, in wherever we're at, whatever job we're at, if there comes a time where your boss tells you to do something that you don't agree with, that crosses that line, that's where you have to stand up and you have to make that choice. Whether or not you're going to follow man or you're going to follow what God says, you know?
I'd love to see the like policy, the company policy, if they actually, because if they actually instill like a, you have to wear makeup policy, it's like, how do you even manage that? Because then next thing you know, it's like, okay, fine. And then they look like clowns because they're like overusing on purpose or like to be, and then now what? Oh, well, the policy just states. Yeah. I mean, you could take it in a
really interesting battle. It can either be incredibly specific where it would be maddening, or it would be so general that it doesn't make any sense and it shouldn't be in there in the first place.
Yeah, we got this letter. My boss told me I had to wear makeup. She works in sales. She says she has a great reputation with her clients. She likes the natural look, and she really prides herself in not wearing makeup. But the boss said, hey, I'm going to need you to start wearing makeup. And she's not happy about it. And a lot of you aren't happy about it either.
Mm-hmm.
585 Live if you want to text in, or you can call us at 338-3700. We'll be right back. Amazing Grace. Jordan Feliz, The River, Star 88. Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing out there? Dex, Steve-O, Sam Swan. It is 9:03.
High today of 96 degrees. Traffic. Well, let's take a look at the roads, shall we? There's some road construction. The roadway is reduced to one lane. Griegos between 4th and Edith. Left lane is closed on Central Avenue right at Atrisco for some road construction. And it looks like you're traveling down 528. It's a little backed up. But other than that, no accidents to report. Everything's looking pretty good today. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
The question we got from a Starmy member, does wearing makeup make me better at my job? Because the boss at her sales job mentioned to her, hey, I would like you to start wearing makeup. And she has the natural look. She loves the natural look. And she's saying this is a form of sexism in the workplace. And we got a lot of people chiming in, you know, and some of the advice is go to your HR department and find out what the policy is. And if it doesn't say anything about ladies wearing makeup, then you really don't have to wear makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, your boss can't force you, I believe, right? If it's not in the handbook, if it's not in the policy, can your boss force you to do something like that?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not if it's in, if it's not in the policy. Because somebody did chime in and say, man, they used to work at Big Five. They were, it was required that women had to wear makeup and men had to be clean shaved. One of the managers would actually send you home if you weren't to his standards with makeup or like 5 o'clock shadow.
Really?
Go home.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so the discussion, you know, that we're having is, and Celeste called us, and she brought up some great points just about how our, the way society's been for so long. I mean, for thousands of years.
Right.
I mean, this is the way it's been.
Yeah.
Because it's a broken world. We're all sinners, and we all have these gross hearts.
Yeah.
And we look at something, and we see it how we shouldn't see it. You know, we should look at the heart when we look at how they look.
I love that. We should.
We should.
We should.
It's like Wonder, the trailer Wonder.
It's sweet. We should.
The boy.
We should all get along, too. We should all love one another.
When are we going to?
Right? We should all give up. Be self-sacrificing because we are called by God to love one another as I have loved you, Jesus said. You know, right? So in the church, we're supposed to be kind to each other and serve one another, and we should do all of those things.
And we do sometimes. We
now let's talk about reality.
Moments, moments when we're able to do that, or when we actually do that,
we strive for it. Yes,
that's a key right there. Yes. Striving for it rather than just giving up on it.
Exactly, and that's
or
it.
Not trying at
exactly.
all.
Exactly, you can't say, "Well, the system's broken," and I'm a female in this, you know, whatever place it is, so I'm just going to submit to, you know, because some were like, "Well, welcome to America, woman. If that's you don't like it, tough or get a new job." And it's like, yeah, but you can't just let the bad guy win either.
See, and also, is this also one of those kind of shake the dust off your feet and leave kind of a thing? You know, where we go against our society in the way that they have things set up, which are not the ways of God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So is this one of those things where we say, okay, I'll have a discussion with HR and with these people to try to work this out so we can come to a compromise or an agreement where I can keep my job and I'll continue to contribute and work my hardest for this company, or I shake the dust off my feet and I go somewhere else.
I just think it depends on the person, really. I mean, everybody looks at this completely different. I had a friend text me and she said, dude, just wear the makeup. Shut up and wear the makeup.
No, I know. We had a few of those.
Why is it a big deal?
From females as well. Not just like dudes who don't have any say in this, but like, yes, we got a few of those too.
So if you believe in standing up because this is a cause worthy for you to put your foot down, then I say go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. I would almost challenge my boss. You know, if you, especially because from the letter it says I work in sales, I have a great reputation with my clients. I'm, you know, right? Like I'm. So maybe challenge them. It's kind of like the old Daniel rule, right? Instead of eating what the king is telling you to eat, go, okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go it this way, and if you know to a certain standard, let's see how my numbers do. Let's see how my sales do with these people with the reputation. Let's see if makeup really matters.
And
then maybe you go out there and you seek out these clients and see how it goes.
I like that.
Maybe
that's solid.
Right. Throw it down. But be prepared. What if it is a thing where if you're in a job and it's like, hey, no way, bro, the way I've been doing it forever is the right way, and you go out and you do that, and then you go, okay, now I'm gonna try this, and I'm just gonna wear makeup and we'll see what happens, and all of a sudden it goes and your numbers and all these things improve. Like, is that something where you fight it, or is that something where you go, well, as much as this system stinks, like, I just got a raise, basically. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
I like that.
Yeah. So, and that's what somebody just said. This might not be very popular, but welcome to America. If the employer wants you to wear makeup, then guess what? Unfortunately, you have to if it's part of the policy. If you don't want to, go find a job with less strict requirements. We have such amazing opportunities here in this country. I can't feel bad for people who have job issues like that. Yeah. Somebody said, well, what about the cost, though? Makeup isn't cheap. Is the boss going to pay for that one? That's a good question, too, because makeup is not cheap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think about certain places that do have particular requirements within the job. And I know, man, it was pretty divided when we mentioned, like, beard restrictions or facial hair or any well-groomed, anything like that. This haircut ain't cheap either. You know, like, to go get your hair taken care of, if you work at a place where it's like, you know, the sides have to be groomed or whatever it may be, that's not cheap either. So I understand what people are saying, because one said, well, hair grows naturally and therefore, you know, it doesn't change your appearance necessarily as much as makeup does. That's telling somebody they're ugly. But I would actually disagree with that, because I've seen some dudes with, you know what I mean? It's like
making you look older or younger.
Yeah, or younger. Get rid of that double chin,
double chin.
Really does.
It does.
Change your jaw structure, depending on the way that you trim your beard. Right.
Yeah. And listen, if I see a guy with a ponytail, I am not going near that guy.
Okay.
Just saying.
Somebody wants to know if she looks like Steve Buscemi, because if so, she needs to wear makeup.
Okay.
Thank you, Starby.
Well, he's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
In his own way.
Okay. See, here's the thing. Talking about stupid social constructs, because we have a few people that were fired up when Celeste chimed in, because one said, hey, man, social constructs, I don't see any of the ladies complaining when it comes to divorce settlements, child custody battles, alimony, stuff like that, because that, quote, social construct works in the female's favor.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, how come y'all didn't cry sexism when you couldn't wear shorts, but women could wear dresses? That's another stupid social construct that for some reason works in the ladies' favor,
We did. And we won.
And we did win. And the policy has since been changed.
95 degrees and above, yo. Yeah,
I wish I would have known that. I could have worn shorts today.
You could have, Sam. You could have. Yeah. 96 the high.
By the way, if your job requires you to do something, i.e., hey, you have to wear makeup, it in turn becomes a tax-deductible product, by the way.
Oh.
Somebody chimed in on that. So if it is actually a requirement and they're telling you you have to do that, it's tax-deductible.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. But it's so funny the way people will view something. We immediately want to...
Oh.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that coming from a female, by the way, so...
585 Live, you can text in. We're on Facebook Live. You can go to Star88 on Facebook. Like the page. And if you're on watching, hit that share button with all your friends and family.
Heck yeah. Patrice loves watching us on Facebook Live. She said, if you watch during the breaks, you can totally play bad subtitles and have a blast.
Oh!
Because we're so animated during the break.
That's a great idea.
I will fight you.
Yeah, but we're not like that. It's not a, we're not on.
I'm.
What are you doing? You just look like you're seizing, man.
I know. I'm like, not a very good actor. Sorry.
Yeah.
Kung fu flicks just aren't my thing.
I'm like,
anymore.
Are you choking? Do we need to rock the Heimlich here?
Do we need to put a pill under your tongue or something? Is that a medical procedure?
Oh, man. Are we through this letter so we can stop offending literally everyone on both sides? There are dudes angry at us because now all of a sudden we're not men anymore.
Well, you know what we decided to do? That. We just decided to make everyone upset this morning.
Yeah, it's true.
We're not men anymore?
I'm not going to lie. Off air, we were kind of having a conversation about this very thing.
I want to dive into it.
I agree with Sam.
That's a great kind of conversation to have over coffee.
Wisdom. But in turn,
I'll buy the coffee.
Here's what I will throw out to challenge. As we think about these social constructs and the way that we view appearances, it's not just on the human body appearance.
Yeah.
Like, think about the places you choose to spend money, like where you shop, where you go to church, where you know what I mean? Like, we care greatly about appearance. Think of your home and what you pour into your home to change the, quote, appearance of that.
And when did social construct become such an evil thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we live in a society of people.
Certain things because there are
We live in
roles.
A society of people, and the societies, depending on where we live, each society has their own construct, and we are in this America, and we either do things to change what's going on, or we fall in line with it because we're okay with it, or So it's I've been curious about this whole social construct thing.
Yeah.
Where we want to deconstruct everything, and you can't deconstruct it. If you deconstruct a bridge, you can't cross the river anymore. And right. So you have to. I think some of it, we are bound by social construct sometimes because we live in a social context, and so we have to work and figure that out a little bit. And that's all brand new. I'm just making that up. I haven't even really thought that through all the way. It just struck me about the whole postmodern thing where we don't. Nothing exists the way that it's supposed to exist anymore anyway, and so we can all just tear it all down. So,
okay. If you'd like to check out a social construct that worked in the favor of the Israelites, go read the Book of Esther and come back and tell me how that worked out.
There you go.
Slightly attractive and won the favor and freed a people.
For such a time as this.
That's literally what I thought of. Like, for such a time as this. Imagine if that girl wasn't wearing makeup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's my boy.
Well played.
I'm just kidding.
Welcome to Steve-O's Bible Throwdown.
That's right. I'm obviously kidding, but I mean, I'm being snarky. I shouldn't say I'm kidding because I'm not necessarily kidding.
Because
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And that's who God chose to use in that moment for such a time as this. Like you. Pretty girl right there.
She was so beautiful.
You are going to win that favor, and you are going to change everything. Cool, man. Cool. Well done. Pretty person. Ain't nobody reading Esther and thinking of as like this like, but never mind.
When you said pretty person, it sounded like pretty bird.
You're absolutely
so
unremarkable.
Man. Dumb and dumb.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Yep.
That's good. Good stuff, guys. Good talk. Let's go watch Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Somebody said, however, if a hot guy or girl are attractive, but their personality is shot, they're not attractive to me. Yeah. It's very
true.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But some people even don't even care about that. Look how many.
Oh, I know.
Look how many times
we
rehire.
How many crazy people did we date in high school?
Well, that, yeah. Yeah, that. And we hire crazy. Hot. Hollywood hires crazy actors that are hard to work with. Why? Because they're so talented. If they're so hard to work with, get rid of them. I thought the same thing about certain football players, wide receivers who played for the Dallas Cowboys a few years ago, who should have been let go. But they're such a good receiver. Yeah, but he's a terrible person. Get rid of him.
No, that's a really great. That seriously.
I just, you know, sometimes I have thoughts.
Sometimes.
And most of the time, because I'm a youth pastor, nobody listens to me. But right now, I have a captive audience, and I'm on Facebook Live.
Oh man,
I'm waving.
Yeah.
I'm describing for those of you that aren't watching Facebook Live. I'm telling you. Hey, by the way, this is completely off subject, but I just noticed these new Morning Invasion t-shirts.
Oh, we need to get Sam one.
They're pretty phenomenal.
Dude, those are sick.
Those are great shirts.
You want one, bro?
I do.
Am I right?
You got
it. I would sport one of those.
We'd love for you to wear one.
For those that think
I'm totally
sexist.
This afternoon
when
we go to Spider-Man together.
Yes. You can sport it. I just want to let all the ladies out there know that I'm just being funny. If this is any indication, my favorite Disney movie of all time is currently Moana. So I got you, girl. Yeah. I got you. Thank you. Have you seen it?
Moana?
Have you seen Moana? He hasn't seen it.
Have I seen it? I can't tell you how many times I have seen it.
I can't either.
It
I know such... every word. It is, right. I'm not even being funny. Favorite.
It's a great Dex.
It rivals
Please
Aladdin
it is on,
in my
it,
heart.
It is on Netflix.
Seriously.
It's funny because I was at home yesterday and I was just chilling in my room looking through Netflix
you
and I saw it. And I was like, yeah, but I don't want to be the 38-year-old dude that's like watching a cartoon by
myself. Okay. It's
okay.
Because I'm the 50-something-year-old man who will sit in the living room and watch things like that by himself.
I'll watch
Heck yeah, dude.
Because some of the other stuff
phenomenal.
Is not worth watching. I'm telling you, Moana is a very good if for nothing else, it helped me to understand, have a greater understanding of Polynesian culture.
Amen.
I didn't know anything about Polynesian culture. And the movie doesn't necessarily say, here's an example of Polynesian culture.
Right.
They
love
it.
But it helps, and especially if you watch the special features on the Blu-ray.
Yep.
Golly, it's amazing how they integrated. They had like this discussion panel of people from the Pacific Rim and got input in the movie. They changed a scene in the movie because they asked them, we're thinking about doing this. And they said, nobody would do that.
Yeah.
Nobody in our culture would do that. And so they rewrote that scene to fit what would go into their...
And Lin-Manuel Miranda, who did the Hamilton musical on Broadway, right? He wrote the music, co-wrote. He did a lot of the music.
The soundtrack and is phenomenal.
Oh, I've heard some of the songs. They're really good.
Yeah. Dex, I'm telling you.
Okay, I'll watch
be
it,
that
guys.
Guy.
I'll watch it this weekend.
All dude, right. For real.
I promise.
You'll
for
love
real.
It.
I'll have a full review on Monday.
It could be my favorite. Yeah. Like, it rivals Aladdin to me.
It's up there.
Seriously, the music's phenomenal.
And the story is great.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Good story.
So good.
Good. I love The Rock.
Yeah. The Rock is great, but the best part is he's not the best part.
No.
He's not. Like, he's usually the star and, like, outshines everybody. Moana is such a strong character. She's
the star.
She is phenomenal.
And the little girl that they cast her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like 16, 17
right. Yeah.
When she did
no,
the movie.
No, she is, and the music, like, just,
oh,
yeah. It's all, like, purpose and finding what you're created for. Like, are you kidding me?
Mm.
Give me that movie.
All right.
I got a little tear dripping down my cheek.
I need
right
some
now.
Of that in my life.
I am Moana.
Yes. Good job.
Nice.
That was good, yeah. Man.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Okay. Somebody's right. Mind is blown right now because you sound 30 years old, and they are freaking out because you said 50-something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, freaking out.
Yeah, you don't look 50-some years old either, Sam.
I aspire to be like Sam when I am old because you look young.
It's the running, man.
It's the running. It's hanging out with students.
Somebody, I just...
It's good genes.
Don't worry, guys. I just blocked them forever because they said we are idiots because Moana was dumb. You are literally the first human being on planet Earth that has said that. I don't know anybody who's been like...
Better his booty. He seems like the type of guy that wouldn't like.
Because
Moana.
It's got a female lead, you sexist. Get out of my life forever.
Oh my gosh.
Get out of my life forever. That movie's phenomenal.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll do some headlines. And it's Friday. It's almost time to go. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Spider-Man in theaters. We'll be right back.
One of the most highly anticipated meetings of the G20, Trump's first face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
In the Southwest, officials say 12 states are dealing with wildfires, more than 30 burning in California, Arizona, Nevada.
Hobby Lobby is going to forfeit thousands of Iraqi artifacts and pay a $3 million fine. Federal prosecutors say the company illegally purchased 5,500 antiquities and illegally imported them to the United States.
Tennis player in agony at Wimbledon, Bethany Maddox-Sands, suffering an apparent knee injury.
It was strong enough to be felt across much of the state, an earthquake just after midnight in Montana.
The company that owns shopping channel QVC is going to buy the rest of its rival, the Home Shopping Network. The deal is worth a little more than $2.5 billion. It's an all-stock deal. The two companies have focused on selling everything from jewelry to electronic goods through their channels as well as online.
High today of 96 degrees.
Traffic.
Look at traffic.
Okay.
The roads are fine. Seriously. The regular construction happening, but you know where it's at, am I right?
You know where it's at.
I mean, there's new construction, I-25 up Paseo del Norte, on the on and off ramps. Interchange is going to have some shoulder closures, various restrictions. For some landscape maintenance, don't worry, they'll be done by October. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good morning, Starmie. Our friend Sam Swan hanging out with us.
What's up?
Hey, man.
Hey. I didn't know if that was still part of the promo or if you were actually... addressing me. I always get confused
okay,
on that. I'm not a professional radio dude.
No, it's fine.
It's cool.
It's cool.
I just don't want to interrupt. You
no,
know,
man.
We did the high today, and mm-hmm. We did the traffic.
We followed the formula.
Okay.
We did. Everything's fine. Everything's great. It's Friday.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Can't believe we're almost out of show.
Yeah.
That letter took up a lot of show,
it
man.
It really did.
Yeah.
We'll have to make up for it.
Oh, gosh. We had a letter, if you just tuned in, titled, My Boss Told Me I Had to Wear Makeup. And it was a great discussion. So go to the on-demand part of the podcast and listen to it right after the show.
Shout out to Micah and then you for your perfect timing, because he literally had just chimed in saying, I aspire to be like Sam except for the puns.
Oh,
and then you went and
I
did
said
something
one.
Like that.
Well, I just want to make sure I cover everything.
Oh, gosh.
I'm blushing.
Gosh.
Blushing a little.
Get it? No more.
And then, right when you think that there's no way he can come up with another pun, he does.
Yep. Just waiting. So, where are we at? What are we doing now?
Oh, I'm waiting for another pun.
Oh, okay.
I depleted the base.
Yeah. Oh. Ah! You see, man, base is a term for foundation. When you
Yeah. Thanks for that.
As we talk social constructs and what's acceptable and not acceptable, imagine this. You're a high school girl. Your name is Gabby. And you were just dumped by your date just a few days after the prom. You and Brad were together for so long.
Chad, Brad, Brian?
So long. Gabby's heartbroken. And she's got all these prom photos.
I just wouldn't be happy.
What do I do? Do I cry it out?
Just cry it out, man.
Ruin all my makeup? Or do I alter my prom photos by replacing him with Ryan Reynolds and post him to social media? Of course, this is exactly what happened. Gabby actually altered all of her prom pics to replace her date with Ryan Reynolds, posted them to Twitter, and because Ryan Reynolds is actually one of the greatest human beings in existence, I'm going to get in trouble for that one, he responded personally. I follow him on everything.
Really?
Instagram.
I'm going to start doing
Twitter.
That.
He's vulgar.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to do that.
He is one of the most comical and approachable human beings ever, as far as celebrities, quote unquote, go.
Seriously, I've seen him on Fallon, and he's one of those fun ones that you think I could hang out with that guy.
He's not always vulgar.
True.
I mean, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
And so he's
a lot like you.
Okay. Oh. You know what? Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
There you go.
I'll be your Ryan. I love Ryan Reynolds.
So he responded personally to this girl?
He responded personally to Gabby. He actually tweeted back, quote, "We should Photoshop me over his yearbook picture next. Hashtag don't mess with Gabby."
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Didn't he like one of your posts, your Deadpool tattoo? He liked your post.
Yes, he did. I posted a photo of my Deadpool tattoo, and he liked it. And then the creator of Deadpool, Rob Liefeld, actually retweeted it and said something about it.
Wow.
I mean, no bigs. But this isn't about me. This is about Gabby, guys.
Yeah.
So here's the crazy thing. One of the original prom photos with Gabby's actual date popped up on Twitter. It was posted by one of the guy's friends pretending to be him, and he said, "Joke's on you. Now I'm not going to see Deadpool 2. My $11 is going to Kevin Hart." Okay.
Wow.
So Gabby said she's going to be fine. She tweeted, "I have found happiness in myself because I don't feel the need to find it in a man." And, dude, seriously, the internet broke over it.
I'm sure.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
So, and the best is, after that, so many people who got dumped shortly after a dance started chiming in with some really funny photoshopped photos.
Oh, wow.
Like, Channing Tatum was in a few. Like, I was just, oh, man, it was great.
That's awesome.
It was all these girls who were like, "Oh, that's a really good idea." And then just empowered and photoshopped, and it was hilarious. So, good job, Gabby.
Way to go.
Good job.
She is a trendsetter.
She is, man.
Wow, she's got almost 4,000 followers.
Well, she does now. I mean,
pretty cool.
I mean, you know, Ryan commenting on your thing and replying personally. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Moving on. A man thought burglars had ransacked his house overnight Tuesday, discovered the situation was actually way worse after checking his security camera. Here's what happened. A giant bear had broken in and rampaged through the residence for hours as his family slept upstairs. Guys, a giant bear.
Serious?
There, yeah, we actually have
the video
for all of us on, oh wait, radio, so Sam can see it.
So the quote, bear is in the kitchen.
"A huge bear broke into my home last night while I was sleeping." This according to Colorado Springs resident Chris O'Debra. He wrote on Facebook alongside the security footage he posted. He stayed for about 4.5 hours walking around the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. He just opened the fridge. He just opened the fridge like a human being.
He trashed and ripped an 8-foot door off. He investigated all of the open bedrooms, the family room.
Man, that's a big bear.
And the deck. Yeah, the astounding footage shows the bear open the fridge with his paw. He seriously opened the door. This long metal handle, like, he just grabs it.
He just grabs it, opens it.
Oh, my gosh.
Now he's looking around the kitchen. He's going to open up the silverware drawer here in a second. I'm going to go over here to the pantry. Is there anything good in here?
See, these things make me feel like... You can hear the alarm going off.
That's the alarm for the refrigerator door.
Yeah. Thank God everybody slept through that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Surprising the bear.
Yeah, can you imagine coming downstairs and seeing a giant black bear in your kitchen?
My goodness.
He trashed the kitchen. He ambled through the downstairs bedrooms. He exited about 4:30 a.m.
Wow.
What's crazy is local forest services told him the bear would be back for more food since he was too big to climb trees, and there was evidence that the animal had been living under the family's deck.
What? Okay.
So he's like a resident.
He just opened up the silverware drawer.
Here's what's really sad. If you guys would like to know what happened next, spare the family a return visit, park officers had to track the bear down. They found, shot, and killed it that next morning. The funeral service for Barry will be
Barry
on Saturday at 8 a.m.
Bear!
Oh, bear!
Stop that!
Authorities believe the animal had also followed a woman's car into her garage last week, trapping her inside as it looked for food. So this bear...
That needed to be put down.
Yeah.
Dude, somebody was going to get hurt.
But anytime an animal is...
Okay.
I can barely handle news like that.
Stop it. Oh,
it's just... It was a grisly murder, man.
That's
a wild
story.
Steve-O wrote down all these jokes. He's been preparing all morning for this.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
Oh, moving on.
Oh, man.
All right.
That made the fur on my back stand.
Okay. So bad. Moving on. Listen, people. Earlier we had the terrible letter of the woman who has to wear makeup for her job. If your job is to be a hardcore gamer, I got some advice for you, bruh. Never get a girlfriend.
That's a good advice if you're a gamer.
If you're a hardcore gamer,
you probably won't have a girlfriend.
It's possible. I used to work at GameStop. I ran a GameStop there for a while. Many, many, many moons ago.
Although, man.
I used to see those hardcore gamers.
We used to do tournaments when I was at the other radio stations.
Yeah.
And when the Guitar Hero was really popular.
Yeah.
There was a kid here who was like number one in the world for Guitar Hero.
I saw him live.
Right? And he had always a posse with him. And he'd show up and he'd have his girl on his shoulder. And
I think
like,
I interviewed
on,
the
babe.
Same dude in Seattle. I went out there to cover the World Cyber Games.
Yeah, and he worked at a gas station.
That's a real thing.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
He was like
Except
the number one
made
world's best.
Bank playing hardcore video games like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, a guy named Ray Cox has the highest gamer score on Xbox ever since they started keeping track 11 years ago. The score goes up the more you play games, you hit achievements in them. This guy has clearly played an insane amount of video games because he has an 11-year streak going for the number one Xbox player in the world.
Google it!
However, he just dropped into second place after he took a week off of Xbox to get married and go on his honeymoon. I hope his wife doesn't leave him for the new number one guy because she wanted to be with the winner, and this guy
imagine?
Is number two.
Gosh.
Can you imagine?
Number two in the world. What a loser. Actually, could you imagine? Like, that's your claim to fame. You're like, yeah, I'm the number one highest scoring Xbox player.
Well, you can relate because you are like number what?
No, I have a story.
How many?
Actually.
Okay, yeah. See, Steve-O is sitting here like making fun of this guy when he is on like the world's greatest.
I'm not on the world's
video game
greatest.
App.
Shut up.
They're like ranked fourth in the world or something out of millions of people.
So last night, I'm sitting at Spider-Man Homecoming, and I was waiting for the movie to start. So I jumped on my little app. It's called Marvel Contest of Champions.
Yeah, he's like ranked fourth in the world.
I am not ranked fourth in the world. I'm not that good. Shut up.
No, I'm ranked fifth in this room.
Yeah.
That's how good I am. Yeah.
Out of three, he comes in.
Man.
It's really funny, buddy. Yeah, it's really funny. And so I'm just sitting there in my chair. I'm going to just make it theater of the mind. So I'm just going to go ahead and play around real quick while I'm telling the story because I actually needed to get my Alliance Quest fights in.
So where are you?
So I'm sitting there playing, and Brody, before the movie, it's like, I need to take this kid to pee because he's a four-year-old, and inevitably he's going to have to pee halfway through the movie because he was like, I don't have to pee. I don't have to pee. And then I take him to the bathroom, and 7 minutes later, he empties his very full bladder. I'm like, dude, come on! Someday he'll get it right.
Yeah.
But as I get up to go take the kiddo to the bathroom, this dude at the end of the row goes, hey, man. Marvel Contest of Champions.
Yeah.
He saw it?
He sees my game, and he's like, what rank are you? I'm in a 9 million alliance, and starts like telling his accolades and all his things.
9 million alliance?
9 million rating, which is that's a really good rating. And I was like, oh, man. So I let him talk.
What's your rating?
Have his moment.
And I was like, oh, yeah, well, I'll just show you, like, you know, you got some really cool, he actually did have some really good dudes. 9 million's no joke, bro, for an alliance. And I'm like, here's my 11 million. Let me just show you.
Get out of here.
And like his daughter or the little girl sitting next to him was like, like it just gushing million? Over. Like, I'm like, yeah, I just got Punisher 2099 and ranked you 771. But see, that's the thing. I came in 771st in the world. That's not great, guys.
In the world?
I mean,
that is great.
The top 800 get like this very special thing, and I barely made it in there, but I did make it in there. So
that's huge.
800 in the whole world. Millions of people playing this, and you're complaining about being 771.
And you're complaining about it?
I'm not that great, though, because there's a dude out there that's like, what, bro? I'm number one.
Is he really complaining, or is he humbly bragging?
Touche.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never know.
He's humbly
bragging. You know, it's a humble brag.
It's a humble brag. We know. It doesn't have to be spoken, but it's a good thing that it was spoken. Oh, man. Yeah.
Gosh.
Steve-O, I am very proud.
Thank you so much.
Dude, his kids, all they want is their daddy's attention. Chrissy. Poor Chrissy.
Families that game together. Stame together. I couldn't.
Families that game together get ranked together.
Okay. That's
that's even worse.
Families that play together, stay together. Woo! Nailed it!
Hashtag gamer.
Third time's a charm!
Hashtag gamer.
Third time's a charm. Actually, way back in the day before children, Christian and I used to like rock late night game nights. I also didn't work early morning radio, but we'd stay up to like 2 in the morning playing some like Resident Evil or something. Those were always fun back in the day. Then you have kids and get a real job, and then everything gets ruined, and you want to just run away to, you know,
Brent and I tried
other
that
countries. And
when
start
we first got married before we had
alone.
Kids, but Pong got really boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only.
My mom had Pong!
That's the only game they had. Actually, I never had it. My next door neighbor had it.
Was it like a ColecoVision or whatever they were called?
Yeah,
what was
you
it
had,
called?
My you mom had, like had a little knob on there. Yeah.
And I remember.
You have one, and you turn it. And
dude, I wish I still had it because she busted that out.
Yeah.
Post Nintendo.
Dude, if you could get a hold of one of those, that'd be awesome.
She had one.
It was
it was her brag after we got the Nintendo. It was like, I used to have a video game system. I think I still have it. And pulled it out and it was like, Mom, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Like literally, it was just bars.
Yeah.
Ugh. You can play that now on the floor at Target.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Good call.
And I am just as bad at it there as I was when it first came out. My friend Glenn, who lived next door, had one, and he would beat the tar out of me of that. So we'd say, all right, let's go outside. Let's play football. I'll show you, buddy. And then I'd tackle him really hard.
Who's ready for some random facts?
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3.
All right, no distractions today. I got to get through 5 random facts, and I'm going to do it within the time limit. It's not impossible. Number one, the phrase close but no cigar comes from carnivals in the early 1900s, where they used to give out cigars as prizes for winning games.
Oh.
Huh. I'll take the 1980s Guns N' Roses mirror any day of the week. You remember those? Like, yeah. State Fair, be like, yeah, I'm going for that Motley Crue mirror right there.
Yeah.
Little kid, I didn't know any of these albums, but it was like, yes.
I remember buying the Poison one and going, these girls are so hot. Yeah. Hung up in my room.
Yes,
I was so proud of it.
Look, and then the cat
found out the truth.
Oh.
I broke that thing.
Yeah.
Oh. So
it's worth 7 years bad luck.
The record for the most flowers sold in a single day was not, in fact, Valentine's Day. It was August 17th, 1977. Any, the day that Elvis died. Yep.
Yeah.
That is still the record for the most flowers sold in a single day.
What were you doing when Elvis died, Sam?
I was sitting in the back seat of a car with my family. My parents, we had just come from the base. We went to the commissary. We had come from the base and had parked. We had just moved to Alamogordo. So we didn't even live in base housing yet. We lived in this temporary housing in a mobile home park.
Got three more facts.
So we pull up to the fence. Sorry. I'm going to tell this story fast. I'm interrupting. Time out on the facts.
No, sorry.
And so,
stop the music.
Oh, you did it on purpose. You don't even want to know. You're just trying to mess up Steve-O. But I don't care. I'm going to finish my story.
No, go!
I'm going to finish my story. Okay, so... And they had just played his latest hit, and the song had just finished.
Today's edition of.
I'm so sorry, Steve-O. I didn't know what he was doing.
Timer!
It's impossible.
I didn't know there was a timer. He reeled me in.
It'll never happen. The stupid bumper's at the end of the music bed. You can't change it.
I know, but he.
It's the same length.
He drew me in with asking a story about myself.
See,
and I love talking about myself.
That's the problem. So, it'll never happen because Steve-O has to comment on every
And then
song.
At the end of the song, at the end of the song, the DJ says, that was in memory of Elvis who died this morning in his home. And, yeah, that's exactly where I was.
Wow.
In Alamogordo,
New Mexico. Missed that entire story, Sam, because I was so focused on the end. It was about ready to run you over.
Steve-O. From the bottom of my heart, I had no idea there was a timer.
It's okay.
I mean, I know, I understand the bumper thing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but I didn't realize that he was trying to
I've
do that to you on purpose.
I've never gotten through all five.
This is the worst one,
because there's a bumper. Yeah,
you usually get
to like four.
Okay, can we not? Can we just start over?
No, it's the rule.
Can we just start
He's
over?
Never all
right,
let me
start over, and then we'll start with number three and see if we can actually get through
just
the next three.
And I won't say a word as hard as it'll be, even if Dex asks me a serious question.
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Boise State University famously has blue turf on their football field. I think we all know that, right? Because it's part of... Is that still NMSU? Are they still in the same... are they part of the WAC? Is it still WAC?
I think it's still UNM is part of their conference. I don't even know what they're in.
College football. I'm like,
you're going to run out of time.
Okay. Boise State trademarked the idea of having non-green artificial turf. So if anyone else in the world wants to do it, they actually have to get Boise State's permission. That's incredible.
Yeah.
All right, number four.
Way to go.
If you're in a room with 70 people, statistically speaking, there's a 99.9% chance that at least two of them have the same birthday.
Really?
And if you're in a room with just 23 people, there's a 50% chance two of them will have the same birthday.
We got to try that someday.
We have the same week.
Yeah.
I'm the 16th, you're the 21st, which, by the way, birthday presents.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom, the 16th. I'm a week earlier. So I will take them first. Dexter
no,
trying to steal thunder
got,
on Facebook.
You've already
the timer.
Got so many
the
presents.
Timer.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of birthdays, number five. I'm getting through them. Mark Twain was born just after Halley's Comet was visible in 1835. Here's the crazy thing. Have you guys ever seen Halley's Comet? I don't even know if I've ever.
This has been today's edition of.
1, 2, 3.
Oh!
Random.
No, I gotta finish it!
It's impossible. You can't do it.
No, because this is a crazy random fact! This is a crazy random fact! Mark Twain was born just after Halley's Comet was visible in 1835. And when Halley's Comet was visible again 75 years later in 1910. Mark Twain died the next day.
Whoa.
Wow.
He's an alien.
Yeah.
They brought him to Earth with Halley's Comet, And then they took him home.
Took him home.
Mm-hmm. Mark Twain.
That's really weird.
He's a Twalian.
Mark Twain, phone home. Be good.
Oh, man. Terrible.
Phone home, phone home,
terrible.
Phone home.
Terrible. Anyways. By the way, somebody chimed in saying they used to live in the same part of the base.
Oh.
That's cool.
With me?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's really cool.
Same part.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Yeah, no, that's real. Oh, somebody has a 4-star Venom. That's cool. I have a 4-star Venom.
Holloman Air Force Base.
I have like 12 5-stars. It's no big.
Wow. Oh,
sorry, I'm moving on. Boom, knighted. That's what somebody else said. And somebody else sent in a photo of some sort of missile launch from a minute ago. So,
oh, man.
It's happening in Santa Fe right now.
Did we just launch
a missile launch in Santa Fe?
That's what they said. Missile launch in Santa Fe.
What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Better check the wire.
I didn't know we had rockets in Santa Fe.
Dude, speaking of statistics, a member of the Starmie on Facebook Live chimed in, Carl, to let us know that 89% of all statistics are actually made up. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's a really high percentage. Okay. Yes. All right. Very cool. A dude stole a $71,000 Corvette. And I mean, when you got the need for speed.
There you go.
71,000.
You got to do what you got to do. But here's the weird thing. Apparently the dude doesn't exactly know what to do with the Corvette because he stole a Corvette from a Chevy dealership in Charlotte, North Carolina. The cops dragged down the car using OnStar, went to the house where he was trying to stash it. And when the cops got there, he obviously took off. On foot.
Oh.
On foot. He just stole one of the fastest American cars in existence, which can top out at over 200 miles per hour.
Seriously? Oh, my gosh.
And he decided to hoof it.
Look at how beautiful that Corvette is.
The cops quickly caught up with him and arrested him for motor vehicle theft, resisting arrest, also for stupidity.
Guys,
because
that's what
he
I want.
Stole a Corvette.
Can somebody buy that for
and tried to
my
run?
Can I have a $71,000 Corvette? They're beautiful. I really like the new Corvettes.
I'm not greedy. I'll take a $69,000 Corvette.
Yeah. Man. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
That is a really cool
car. That's a beautiful car.
I like the color.
I know a guy who has a white one.
Like really? That?
Yeah, just like that. Well, I don't know what year that is, but his is like a 15 or 16. I can't remember. And it is, man,
I love cars.
Super cool.
Like, I love cars. I just can't imagine a universe where I would ever spend
that kind of money.
Yeah, dude.
If someone gave me one, I'd keep it. But I can't. I won't buy one.
I don't even know if I'd keep it. Because truthfully, my new car, my 2016 Mazda, newest car I've ever owned, that seemed like a lot of money to me.
Yeah.
Like when I went to the lot and it was like, wait, these are $18,000?
You sit in one of those.
I got nervous.
Yeah, you'll die if you sit in one of those new Corvettes.
$71,000 car. It's a car. Yeah. It's going to take you to work. Hopefully, because you just bought a really expensive car.
The first house I bought didn't cost that much.
Wow. That's crazy. Gosh. Okay, moving on.
That's crazy.
Finally, we're almost out of time.
He tried to run away.
73% of your friends don't want to see your vacation photos, but I found a list of the top 6 types we decide to post anyways because we hate our friends and family. There's seriously no need to pause your vacation to post pictures of the beach because literally no one wants to see them. However, I got to say, I would rather see them sporadically throughout your vacation than when you get home and all of a sudden my entire feed is 114 photos from the same person. It's like, dude. I'm unfollowing you for like 3 days until my feed gets back to normal.
Right.
According to a new survey,
this has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4. Random.
I hate you.
We're out of time, man. We're out of time.
That was perfect timing.
You just get ran over on air.
I'll save it for Monday.
Yeah.
I'll save it for Monday.
All right, we're done. Thank you, Sam Swan.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Love you, bro.
It's great to come back. Love you guys, too.
Let's see. We had a big show today. We did a letter. We had a great discussion about a lady that was told by her boss that she had to wear makeup. It was a really good discussion. What else did we talk about? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory getting a prequel. People chimed in about things that they damaged at a store. It was a good Friday. So you guys hit the podcast. It'll be up in a little bit. Man, have a great weekend.
Heck yeah, bro.
Spider-Man
going to see the Totes.
You guys are going to the ball game tonight?
I'm going, I think tomorrow night. I can't remember if it's tonight or tomorrow night. Paradise Hills, Little League All-Stars.
There you go.
All right. We'll see you guys on Monday.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.